Carl McDonald Stadium in Coburn for a special edition of High School Football on a Thursday night on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez here with you as we head into the Cumberland District tonight for the Eastside Spartans playing host to the Thomas Walker Pioneers. Thomas Walker coming in at 4-3 on the year, 1-1 in the district. Eastside 3-4 on the season, 1-2 in the Cumberland. Both of these teams trying to fight for the playoff lives. We'll get to all of those points and standings in a moment here during the pregame show. But Corey Sanchez here with me tonight on WAXM. Corey, this game getting moved up a night earlier due to the rain that is forecasted tomorrow night. So we'll be at Abbott and Ridgeview tomorrow night. We'll go ahead and tell you that one already to get that sort of taken care of. If you want to listen to the rest of Pigskin Picks, one, it'll air again tomorrow at 5 o'clock. But if you want to make sure you can listen to the entire about 2 hours of it that we recorded today, that is already on our Pigskin Picks, or excuse me, on our 93.5 WAXM SoundCloud page and on demand at WAXM.com. as well. But Corey, this game tonight between the Pioneers and the Spartans should be a good one. Starting off here with the home teams, Eastside lost four close games this year, including the last 2 weeks to Cumberland District teams in Rycove and Twin Springs, needing a Cumberland District win tonight here against Thomas Walker.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jacob, this is a big PowerPoint game for both of these teams as they're trying to jock for November and get in there to see what they can do, make some noise here in Region 1D. So not only that, in the, here in the district, because, you know, and this was kind of a Thomas Walker team that we kind of thought you and I both were like, they might be able to make a run, make some noise. But Eastside on the other side, we didn't think they would be back as soon as they were after, what was it,
1-9
last year. So they have bounced back in a magnificent way. I know Coach Rhodes put in some mileage on there. I think they went to Canada, they went to Europe, they went to Italy, I think.
Cambodia.
And then they came back to San Francisco, maybe Juneau, Alaska, too. But that has shown that they're battle-tested and they're ready to rock and roll and kind of get their bearings here and trying to get back to 500.
Juneau, Alaska, hometown of Carlos Boozer, just saying. We'll tease that
Shout out to his book.
Thank you. But Thomas Walker and I coming on the road here to Eastside tonight. We'll get to all of the sort of familiarity between these two programs here and the coaches as we continue throughout the night as well. But you are listening to the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show here tonight on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez here with you from Carl McConnell Stadium. And Corey, we talked about Eastside. Thomas Walker, as you said, sort of people fought year two under Tanner Hall, the head coach, the former assistant here at Eastside. We'll get to more about his background here shortly. But they're now sitting there 4-3 and a loss to Hurley 2 weeks ago. And I was talking to some of their coaches before the game. They just couldn't stop the run against the Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
They lose by almost 30 points that night, 52-23, to the Rebels of Hurley. And now, after a win over Twin Valley last week, they're still sitting outside looking in. They're at number 9 in the Region 1D points. They need to win as bad as anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, maybe they can gather around that tribe mentality that they have this area, that Ewing area, and this staff and everything, they are right behind this team. They brought a good crowd out here from that make the pilgrimage from far Lee County. So we'll see what Tom Walker can do here tonight against the Spartans.
I was told beforehand by their coaches that they got every single red light from here, from Ewing to Coburn. And
all
took
two
a
of
bit,
them.
Yeah,
all
they,
two of them.
Took a little bit extra for them to get here. The house had to make one pit stop on the way up here. So they were telling me a little bit about their trek here this evening. We do want to thank our sponsors this evening, though. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain Park, Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, and some Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, DJ Truck Parts, Red Oak, Collins Auto in Coburn, and Lee Bank. Thanks to all those sponsors for sponsoring our broadcast here tonight from Carl McConnell Stadium in Coburn for a special Thursday night edition of High School Football as it's Thomas Walker taking on Eastside, and we continue with the Myers Exchange Bank pregame show right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Carl McDonald Stadium in Coben for the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show here on 93.5 WAXM as it's Thomas Walker and Eastside tonight. Both of these teams trying to work their way inside the Region 1D playoffs. There's only two games left for both sides after tonight. Against Thomas Walker and Eastside tonight, for Thomas Walker, they head back home for the final 2 weeks. They've got Twin Springs coming to town next Friday night. It's J.I. Burton coming to town on November 3rd to round out the regular season. That's a game they'll be on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD. For Eastside, they're at home the next 2 weeks as well. Auburn comes to town next week for homecoming, and then a senior night against Castlewood on November 3rd, their final district game of the season. Thomas Walker tonight, 4-3, 1-1 in the district. Eastside, 3-4. 1-2, but losers of their last 2-3 out of their last 4 for the Spartans. When you look at the Region 1D points going into this week, Honecker remains in the one spot, undefeated 7-0 at 23.7 points. Rycove and Twin Springs are both 6-1 on the year, but Rycove right now is in the 2 spot, that one loss only being to Honecker. They're at 19.3. Twin Springs in the 3 spot, their one loss being to Union at 18.1. Patrick Henry's at 5-2. They're at 17.6. But the two teams catching up to them, the two teams who beat them. Rural Retreat, who's at number 5 and 5-2 on the year, 17.3. Number 6 is already the Black Diamond District champions, Grundy, at a record of 3-4. They're at 16.1, the reigning Region 1D champions from last year. Holston is in the 7th spot at 4-3, 15.9. They play tonight. We'll get to that in a moment as well. Number 8 is Chilhowee, who's at 4-3 on the year, 15.1 on the season in the points. And then there's Thomas Walker and Eastside just on the outside looking in. Thomas Walker at 14.9, 2/10 of a point behind Chilhowee. And then Eastside's at 13.6. They're over a point behind Thomas Walker, so a lot of ground to pick up there for the Spartans. Hurley is just behind Eastside at 13.4, so we should not rule out the Rebels quite yet, but they're pretty much on that life support. They do have a win for Thomas Walker, but a loss to Eastside on the record, and they cannot win the Black Diamond District if already a loss to Grundy, who's already got a win over Twin Valley. Castlewood, Twin Valley, Northwood, and J.I. Burton round out the top 15 there in the region. They're all four pretty much eliminated at this point, Corey. But both big games big games tonight for both of these sides in this matchup. But also, Rycove and Chilhowee, number 2 versus number 8. That's almost a playoff game right now. It's something maybe bears out differently. If you're Rycove, you're feeling pretty good about your spot in the postseason, but you still want to win tonight because you want to get a home game. Twin Springs got Hancock County, Tennessee. I believe you've also got Holston on the road to Johnson County, Tennessee tonight as well. All these teams, that's 5 of your top 10 right now in the Region 1D points. Big night on a Thursday night in late October for Region 1D.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay for it on Amazon either, so that's a good thing. But like you said, Jacob, razor-thin margins from that 2 spot all the way down to, the 6 spot?
Yeah.
I mean, so... Rycove's margin for error is very low. Chilhowee's even smaller, like I said, about four points difference there between them. So it's going to be interesting to see what they can do. Can Chilhowee, which that's a long trip, from Rye Cove to
I believe it's 7:30 kickoff. They're getting an extra 30, so it'll be later getting home, but it's a little bit of a get a bit more extra cushion trying to get there for kickoff tonight for the Eagles, trying to get over to Smith County to take on the Chilhowee Warriors. You're right, though, 3 through 5, which is Twin Springs, Patrick Henry, Rural Retreat in that order. There's only 0.8 of a point of separation. Twin Springs at 18.1, Patrick Henry in the middle at 17.6, and then Rural Retreat there at 17.3. Twin Springs has gotten a home playoff game in the first round, at least the last 2 years. They'd love to make it 3 straight. They've got that opportunity. They got Hancock County out of Tennessee this week before a road trip to Thomas Walker next week, and then we all know what they round off the year with, the battle of Scott County, which will maybe be the Cumberland District title game against Rye Cove. And right now, that could be a battle to decide who may be the 2 seed in Region 1D, because I'm not quite sure if anybody can upend Honaker in that regard. But Honaker's got a big game tomorrow night on the road at Patrick Henry. We'll go ahead and tell you the Region 2D points as well. Union remains in the number 1 spot. Graham is in 2. Ridgeview in number 3. This is where it starts to get close, though. Ridgeview's at 20.1. Tazewell now at 19.9. The Bulldogs are in action tonight against Giles. Gate City's in the 5 spot. Lehigh in 6. There's a big difference there between Gate City and Lehigh of almost 3 points. Virginia High's in the 7 spot. Then this is where it gets really close. Virginia High's at 14.4. Lebanon at 14.3. And then Marion and John Battle are both at 14.1. They actually had the same numbers across the board. They're both at 14.14286. Ooh. Marion and John Battle, those are the first teams out right now behind Lebanon, who sits there 14.3. Four teams battling for 2 spots heading into the final 3 weeks of the regular season. We're going to pick a lot of those games and involve those teams coming up on Picks to Picks. We already did so in the first airing of it prior to this game. We'll air it again tomorrow night at 5 o'clock here on 93.5 WAXM.
Critical matchups for John Battle. They've got Gate City at home, so that's a big game for them in the PowerPoint standard. And then Marion. Who's Marion hosting in there?
Marion's at Grundy.
Grundy. So, I mean, you would think in a situation like that, 1A versus 2A, they can get the win. It might not be that much in the PowerPoint standings, but it's still good
on the
register.
We get the class, too. I mean,
there you
get the extra 2 points, what I like to call the Abingdon rule.
There you go.
You get the extra points there. So it really counts as pretty much a class 2 game there for Marion. So even a loss isn't killer, but a win even helps out more. It's not like you don't get punished as you used to in that regard.
You know, when we talk about those points thing, you go up north, right? They've got 4A, 5A, and 6A schools in the same district.
Yeah, I blame Abingdon.
I know.
As both teams start to bring out their captains, it's almost time for everybody to come out of the tunnels as well. That means we're getting close to the national anthem and getting close to coin toss, getting closer to kickoff as well here tonight. From Carl McConnell Stadium in Coburn, where it's Thomas Walker taking on Eastside in the Cumberland District clash. The Pioneers, 4-3 on the year. 1-1 on the season. Coming off a win last week over Twin Valley, they've won 2 out of their last 3, and they're trying to get hot at the right time as they head on the road tonight to take on Eastside. Eastside loses their last 2, 3 out of their last 4. They need some things to go right for them as they're on the outside looking into the postseason as well, sitting at 3-4 on the year, 1-2 in the Cumberland. We'll get you set for kickoff when we come back as the Myers Exchange Bank pregame show continues right here on 93.5 WAXM.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Mortimer McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MortimerMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Mortimer McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. Air, we'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
Monster savings all month long at Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. Mytown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more, arriving daily at Mytown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from Mytown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out Mytown online at MytownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at Mytown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Listen to Myers Exchange Bank pregame show here on 93.5 WAXM as it's now time for your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. They kick off this game between Thomas Walker and Eastside the Ninth. As that's your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, sponsored by Southwest Insurance Agency, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Thomas Walker kicking off left to right on your radio dial to the Spartans in their charcoal gray jerseys. It's a squib kick for the far left side and taken there at the 37-yard line by the Spartans. That was taken there by number 7, Noah Barnett. On the kick was Gail Curoll, the senior kicker for Thomas Walker, as they're in a charcoal gray jersey. Thomas Walker in white and small lettering, I should say, across the chest. Royal blue numbers on the chest and on the side of the jersey, the white outline, royal blue pants, blue helmets with the Thomas Walker logo on each side of the helmets. For Eastside, they're in their home green jerseys. Eastside in white across the chest. Same thing for the numbers on the front and the back. A Spartan logo in green on the white shoulders with the white helmets and the Spartan logo on each side in green, white pants, and pink socks down on the pink out night at Carl McConnell Stadium here for your Pizza King first quarter. First and 10, Eastside at their own 37-yard line with 11:58 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. Atkins, the shotgun quarterback, tosses it out to the left side to Luke Trent, who slips and falls. He was trying to hit the edge. He had some space, but he falls down the 38-yard line. They'll give him a yard gain. He'll bring up second and 9.
It looks like the Turf Monster caught him right there. And no tackle. And it was a nice job by his blocker trying to set that edge, Jacob.
And he'll bring it out here now to the near side. Second and nine. He had some space, not able to take advantage of it, as Trent, the junior running back, falls down the 6-foot, 170-pounder. Atkins will get under center in the T formation. The backfield now will be Trent, Stanley, and Hamilton. Hamilton from the right side gets the handoff off the left edge to the 40, trying to find his way up the near side across the 45 and up to the 48-yard line for a gain of 10, and that is enough for a Pepsi first down for Eastside as they get the ball moving there with the freshman running back Keldon Hamilton, the 6-foot, 195-pound tailback, first and 10 Eastside at their own 48 as it's still scoreless, 11-15 to play in the Pizza King first quarter.
Dylan McCurry on the stop right there.
Ball remains on the near left hash. First and 10 for Eastside at their own 48. Atkins under center, coming in motion left to right, will be Trent. Fakes the handoff to Stanley's Atkins. He'll keep it off the right side. He's hit from behind, being dragged down at the 50. That's enough for a gain of two. He'll bring up second and eight. Atkins trying to hit the edge, but the backside defenders from the Pioneers bring him down by the back of the jersey. It's a second and eight for Eastside.
Brennan Hensley on the stop. Another senior wearing number 69 for the Pioneers.
Second and eight for Eastside. Ball sitting just atop that Eastside black logo at midfield with a pink outline here on their breast cancer awareness pink out night here at Carl McConnell Stadium. Second and eight for the Spartans at midfield. Atkins will get under center. The backfield will be Hamilton, Stanley, and Trent right to left. Hamilton will now come in motion from the right side to the left side. So hand off to Trent after a fake to Stanley. He goes off the right side of the line down to the Thomas Walker 48 for another gain of two. He'll bring up third and six, 10:05 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. We remain scoreless between the Pioneers and the Spartans.
They're coming quick. They're coming hot right there, Jacob.
That's Trent's second carry. He's got 3 yards. Ball sits on that far right hash. They'll remain in the T formation with Atkins under center. He gets the handoff, fakes it to Stanley with the fullback. Hamilton gets it now from the right side. He's trying to hit the edge to the left. He's brought down, though, as he crosses the line of scrimmage down to the 47. That's only for a gain of one. He'll bring up fourth and five for the Spartans at the Thomas Walker 47.
McCurry again on the tackle. He's kind of in no man's land here. I guess you keep him out there and go for it.
Offense is remaining on the field right now for head coach Mike Rhodes and the Spartans. Fourth and five here just inside the near left hash. At the Thomas Walker 47, let's call it actually a fourth and four. They need the 43. Atkins under center. Trent goes in motion left to right. He's looking to pass. He looks to his left. He's looking down the field. He's got a receiver inside the 30, but it is knocked away and knocked down. He was looking for Noah Hamilton, as in coverage was Clayton Moore, the senior defensive back, as the pass may have been a little bit short there for Hamilton, and it's a turnover on downs. Thomas Walker now get the ball at their own 47. 9 minutes exactly to play here in the Pizza King first quarter, and their defense able to get a stop as we remain scoreless.
Yeah, Noah Hamilton, he had an adjustment on that ball, but you talk about that catch-up speed by Clayton Moore, and that looks like that was the difference right there. And good play. Pioneers get the ball back.
Ball will be on the near right hash for Thomas Walker. They work left to right in your radio dial. In the shotgun will be their quarterback, which is Darren Gulley. He fakes a handoff to the left side of McCurry. He swings out now to the far side of the 50, working his way into Eastside territory, down to the Eastside 48 for a gain of five. He'll bring up second and five. That's their receiver, Nick Kimberlin, the senior.
Peyton Atkins, Braxton Freeman on the stop.
Second and five for Thomas Walker now in Eastside territory at the Spartan 48. Ball on the far left hash. Gully will be in the shotgun. He'll have McCurry Dillon standing to his left, maybe a yard behind him. Receivers to the far side are two. Hand off to McCurry on second and five. He's hit the line of scrimmage and he's brought down right there for no gain, no loss. He'll bring up third and five for Thomas Walker as we're down to 8-10 to play in this Pizza King first quarter and still no score on the board.
Kristen Fields, number 50.
So third and five for Eastside at the third and five for Thomas Walker at the Eastside 48, I beg your pardon. Kimberlin will be the lone receiver to the far left side as the ball is sitting at the top of that Spartan logo for Thomas Walker. Trips to the near side. They've got McCurry along with Norris and Lane after this side, but the swing pass out to the far side to Kimberly on 3rd and 5. He jukes out of the fender down to the 45, trying to work his way to the sticks, the 43, but a late flag is brought in. He looks to be a yard short as it stands right now, brought down for a gain of 4. It would bring up a 4th and 1 at the east side 44, but the flag comes in right at the tackle. We'll wait for the call. Your head white hat tonight is Cole Spencer, and it's holding on Tom. No, excuse me, blocking the back. On Thomas on Thomas Walker, so that will be pushing this one back. It will remain 3rd down.
Yeah,
your crew tonight, referee Cole Spencer, umpire Michael Evans, head linesman Hunter Cable, line judge Ray Thacker, and back judge Bobby Gilbert. Ball backed up now to the Thomas Walker 46-yard line. They had a 3rd and 5, looked to be bringing up a 4th and 1. Now make it 3rd and 11 for the Pioneers back at their own 46, needing the east side 43 for a 1st down.
Got to get that defense to go here. They're going to come out with trips to their right. Okay, maybe a pass.
3rd and 11 for the Dillon. 3rd and 5. They're going to look down the far side for McCurry. Wow. He's all by himself on a wheel route to the 40. 35-30. Dillon McCurry to the 20. To the 10 to the 5. Touchdown. A Food City touchdown for Darren Gulley to Dillon McCurry. 54 yards to the house on the wheel route out of the backfield. For the running back, the junior for the Pioneers, 7-11 a play in the Pizza King first quarter. And it's Gulley to McCurry for the Food City touchdown to put Thomas Walker on the board first. They lead it now 6-0 over Eastside on the road.
And you know, they sent Noah Hamilton out there on that blitz right there, but good job. Good job there by Darren Gulley. Stayed tall in the pocket, didn't let it bother him, and hit him on their wheel route for the touchdown. And they're trying to rush somebody else on there. Don't have enough numbers.
Yeah, for the extra point. And is Thomas Walker after burning timeout on the extra point? They are. So the second-year head coach, Tanner Hall, the former offensive coordinator here at Eastside under Mike Rhodes at one time. He spent 2 years ago as the defensive coordinator, after that as a defensive coordinator at Lehigh, and now in his second year as the head coach, Thomas Walker. His team's got the early lead 6-0. They got to burn the timeout here prior to the extra point. 7-11 a play in the Pizza King first quarter, Corey. But McCurry on the wheel route gets all by himself, and all 11 players for Eastside in green had no idea where number 43 in gray went.
Yo, it was just it was a great throw by Darren Gulley right there. Found that in that little soft spot. Beat the blitz as well. It, like I said, Hamilton was coming down off that edge, and he was just too – he was about a half a step too short.
Yeah.
Too slow.
It's a three-play, 59-yard drive. It took 1:49 off the clock for the Pioneers. They'll now bring out the kicking team for the extra point. Their kicker is Gail Curall, the senior. The holder will be number 16. That is Blake Will. He's a senior as well. The snap is high. The hold, though, is good. The kick is good as well. It's Thomas Walker 7, Eastside nothing, 7-11 to play in the Pizza King first quarter at Carl McConnell Stadium on a Thursday night in Coburn. Thomas Walker is the early lead in this Cumberland District battle over Eastside, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's goal!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
7-11 to play here in the Pizza King first quarter in Coburn. It's Thomas Walker 7, Eastside nothing. Corey, Eastside got ball first, got a 1st down, but then turned it over on downs. Thomas Walker quickly the other way with the 54-yard score from Gulley to McCurry.
Yeah, and on 3rd down, too. That's just – and you gave them more space to work.
Yeah. They thought they were going to have a 4th and 1, a block and a back, pushed it back to make it a 3rd and 11, and they go 54 yards to the house. Here's the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff by Curall. It's a squib kick to the near side, and who luckily recovered there as they almost had the onside kick recovery, because jumping up to grab it for the Spartans was Tegan Bush, the sophomore wide receiver, but he dives on it, and now Eastside will get the ball in Thomas Walker territory at the 46-yard line. 7-11 a play here in this Pizza King first quarter. That was your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Ball will be on the near left hash for Eastside to get out of the T formation. Adkins will be under center. They're now in the I. They'll have Stanley as the fullback, Hamilton's the tailback. He hands off to Hamilton off the right side of the 45. To the 40, down to the 35. He's brought down from behind as he crosses the 30 and all the way down to the Thomas Walker 29-yard line for a gain of 17, and that's a Pepsi first down.
McCurry on there, and then number two, which is, well, the that wasn't McCurry collection, Clayton Moore and Jacob McCurry.
The other one. Ball in the middle of the field here for Eastside. They trail at 7-0, 6:50 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Adkins under center, Stanley the fullback, Hamilton the tailback, Trent and Raymond the wide receivers. Adkins trying to keep it alive back around the 30. He's hitting the backfield. He almost tossed it out to Hamilton. That would have been a disaster because there was a defensive back Moore right there guarding him. But Adkins is able to find his way back to the line of scrimmage for no gain, no loss. He'll bring up 2nd and 10.
69, Hensley on the disruption.
Brennan Hensley there on the tackle for Thomas Walker. 2nd and 10 now for Eastside. Ball just inside the near left hash of the Thomas Walker 29. Trent in the slot to the far side. Raymond, the far receiver, just inside the far numbers. That's where he's looking down to that side. That's the Trent. Trent to the 25 outside the numbers and working his way down to the 21-yard line for a gain of 8. He'll bring up 3rd and 2 for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 21-yard line. 6 minutes to play in the Pizza King first quarters. We're halfway through it. It's Thomas Walker 7, Eastside nothing. But for a second time tonight, Spartans are in Thomas Walker territory.
They're rocking and rolling here, kind of moving this defense from right to left going forward.
So we have 3rd and 2 after the first completion of the night for Peyton Adkins. That time to Luke Trent. The receivers now to the near side will be Raymond and Trent. They're on the left side of the field. It's a handoff to the Hamilton on 3rd and 2. He gets the handoff off the right side of the line. He works his way down inside the 20. He's got a Pepsi first down as he's down to the 17-yard line. That's enough for a gain of 4. He only needed 2. 1st and 10 Eastside at the Thomas Walker 17, or are they going to mark it down to the 18? We'll watch for the spot notice, the 17-yard line. They're also now into the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone. 1st and 10 now for Eastside. Ball on the far right hash at the Thomas Walker 17-yard line after Hamilton's 4-yard carry. It's a handoff this time, though, to the fullback Stanley. Stanley trying to work his way inside for Dayton Stanley, the junior. He's able to work his way down to the 16, but that's only for a gain of 1. He'll bring up 2nd and 9 as we go inside 5 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Nathan Steele bringing the heavy metal.
Ball remains on that far right hash. They'll be in the I formation. 2 receivers to the near side. Raymond the slot. Trent the near receiver. Stanley and Hamilton in the backfield. Hand off to Hamilton. Off the right side of the 15. Down inside the 10. And he works his way down, all the way down to the 6-yard line of Thomas Walker. That's enough for a gain of 10. That's enough for a Pepsi first down for the freshman running back, Keldon Hamilton. 4:26 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's still Thomas Walker 7, Eastside nothing, but the Spartans have a 1st and goal at the Pioneer 6.
Host of Pioneers on that stuff.
That's the 3rd carry for Hamilton in his first 5 tonight. That's amounted to at least 10 yards. He'll be in the backfield with a hand in the dirt, lined up to the left side. There's a toss out to the left to Trent, who came off at the right tight end. He's trying to hit the edge, working his way down to the 5. Can he get any further? The answer is no. He's only able to get a yard. It'll be 2nd and goal at the 5 now for Eastside as the clock goes inside. 4 minutes to play in this Pizza King first quarter.
Malachi Langley, Jacob McCurry on the stop for the Pioneers.
We talked about Hamilton there with now 5 carries on the night. He's up to now 5 carries for, 42 yards. 2nd and goal at the 5. Ball now in the near left hash. Adkins will be under center as they get back in the I formation. Stanley is the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. 2 receivers on the near side, Raymond and Trent. Hand off Hamilton. He's hit the line of scrimmage trying to fight his way forward, but Andrew Biggie pulls him back. And they'll only give him the 5-yard line right there at the line of scrimmage. 2 plays, only 1 yard since they got inside the 10 for a 1st and goal. Now make it a 3rd and goal at the 5 for the Spartans.
Hey, he's bringing Biggie's back to Wendy's, right? That was the Biggie meal plus. Big stop by big number 7-7.
Ball is moved a little bit further to the middle of the field as the clock goes inside 3 minutes to play in this Pizza King first quarter. Atkins under center on the third and goal to Thomas Walker 5. It's a handoff. No, he fakes it to Hamilton. Atkins keeps off the right side, and he'll work his way to the goal line and into the end zone. Peyton Atkins, the junior quarterback, 6 foot, 175 pounds, scampers his way in from 5 yards out for the touchdown. East side into the end zone for the Food City touchdown, value every day. 2:43 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's now Thomas Walker 7, Eastside 6. Spartans with the extra point try to tie it.
Good play right there. Thomas Walker was showing blitz with that linebacker, that middle linebacker. Offensive line held it.
Carrico with the extra point. It's up and it is good. We are tied. 2:43 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Eastside answers Thomas Walker's touchdown as they go 8 plays and 46 yards to the house. 2:43 to play in the quarter as it's now all tied up at 7 between Thomas Walker and Eastside right here on 93.5 WAXL.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
2:43 to play here in the Pizza King first quarter, and that was an 8-play, 46-yard drive for Eastside that took 4 minutes and 28 seconds off the clock. Thomas Walker and Eastside now tied at 7, Corey, and that was a nice answer there by the Spartans for Thomas Walker's first score of the evening.
Nice drive set up by that little fake onside kick, and the Spartans didn't look back. They just kept on going forward.
46 yards to the house. A lot on Hamilton's legs there. He had over 30 yards on that drive, but it was the quarterback Peyton Atkins taking care of the last 5 into the end zone to tie the game. 2:43 left here in the quarter. Time for the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones. The Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Carrico on the kickoff for Eastside. It's kicked down to Jacob McCurry on the near side of the 25. He hits to the far side of the 30. He's trying to cross over the 35, and he's going to be brought down at the Thomas Walker 37-yard line, falling about a 12-yard return for the Pioneers. 2:36 to play now here in the Pizza King first quarter, and Thomas Walker gets the ball for the second time tonight.
Dayton Stanley preventing that one from busting loose.
It was 3 plays, 59 yards, 1:49 off the clock for Thomas Walker in their first drive of the game, following a turnover on downs by Eastside. It was a 54-yard touchdown pass from Darren Gulley to Dylan McCurry. We'll see how they handle it this time around. Gulley will be in the shotgun. McCurry will stand to his right. He'll have one receiver to the near side. That's Jacob McCurry. Dylan's the tailback. Two receivers to the far side along with Kimberlin and Moore. Hand off to Dylan McCurry off the right side of the line. Fights his way up to the 38-yard line. That's only for a gain of 1, though, and so we'll now bring up a 2nd and 9.
Keldon Hamilton, like a heat-seeking missile right there.
Hamilton's been playing well for just a freshman there. He's going to be a star for Eastside in the coming years with the way he looks as just a 9th grader right now for Mike Rhodes' squad on both offense and defense in his first year in the Cumberland District. Clock ticks towards 2 minutes to play in this Pizza King first quarter. Lone receiver on the near side remains to be Jacob McCurry. To the far side, Nick Kimberlin and Hunter Norris. Norris comes in motion left to right to low snap. Gulley has to pick it up off the grass, and he'll bring it to the near side, trying to hit the edge. He does throw to the 40 and then steps out of bounds, where he'll be marked out. Ooh, they're going to give him a generous spot there, all the way up to the Thomas Walker 43-yard line. That's a gain of 5. It'll bring up 3rd and 4.
Como se. No.
I see what you say. 3rd and 4 for Thomas Walker. 1:51 to play here in this Pizza King first quarter. Game tied at 7 between the Pioneers and Eastside. They need the 47. Ball's right here on the near right hash. They work left to right in your radio dial. Two receivers to the near right short side. And it goes outside in with McCurry and Norris. Norris gets a handoff from the near side. He's trying to hit the edge. He'll be hit back behind the line of scrimmage, back at the 42-yard line. That's a 1-yard loss. He'll bring up fourth and five now for Thomas Walker. I think that was the play they were trying on second down when it was a low snap. They try it again. Eastside reads it perfectly. Fourth and five for Thomas Walker at their own 42.
And the author of that reading was Braxton Freeman, another freshman, number five.
We'll wait to see what Thomas Walker decides to do here. Ball's on the far left hash. Clock is ticking down to 1:15 left in this first quarter. Play clock's on, not working here tonight at Carl McConnell Stadium, so we'll try to keep you updated on what the play clock is looking like from where the officials are signaling from the field as we wait to see what Thomas Walker will do on a fourth and five. They will punt it away. Their punter will be Nick Kimberlin. Deep for Eastside, I beg your pardon, will be Keldon Hamilton. He stands at his own 22. Kimberlin stands at his own 31. It's a fake. Uh-oh. Kimberlin will toss it across midfield, and he's got a man at the Eastside 45, the 35-30. Down inside the 25, they fake it, and they've got the first down. Number six on the catch. That is Malachi Langley, the sophomore running back. He came off the left side of the line, and nobody from Eastside picked him up. And Kimberlin's able to connect with him all the way down to the Eastside 23-yard line. And, my goodness, what a play call there by Tanner Hall and the Pioneers.
Yeah, a little struggle there for, once again, drive-breaking plays, this time on the fake punt on fourth down, and then they hit the third down for the touchdown, Jacob.
Gain of 35 there on a fourth and five on a fake punt. Let's fix the stat sheet here during the next commercial break. Going to have to add a couple extra names we didn't expect there. Langley was listed as a guy who could catch a couple of balls, but we did not have Kimberlin throwing passes on the stat sheet tonight. First and 10, though, following the Pepsi first down for Thomas Walker at the Eastside 23. Ball in the near right hash. Gully in the shotgun. Langley remains in the game, standing to his right. McCurry to his left. Gully keeps himself off the right side of the line, and he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage, but that's all. No gain, no loss. It'll bring up second and 10 on the final play of the Pizza King first quarter. It's a tied ball game. Each team was able to put a score on the board, but now it's Thomas Walker driving, following a fake punt by the Pioneers. They'll have a second and 10 at the Eastside 23 when we return. Following the Pizza King first quarter, it's Thomas Walker 7, Eastside 7 on 93.5 WAXM.
It's going to be a super September all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Truckville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be accepted. And every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September Sales Event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Go-to offers combined. Tax tag processing fees not included with approved credit.
Time to start the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter with Thomas Walker and Eastside being tied up at 7. It'll be Thomas Walker having a second and 10 at the Eastside 23-yard line, now working right to left on the radio dial. The ball now placed on the far right hash. Corey, a little bit of trickeration,
special teams
magic from Thomas Walker keeping a drive alive.
Yeah, special teams, hey. Some people ignored at this level, but you can tell Coach Hall and company, they've been working on some trickeration there.
Well, they burned a timeout in the first quarter just to make sure they had the extra point team set. They have trips to the far side now. Langley's out there. He'll be joined by Norris and McCurry. But it's going to be Gully keeping on the shotgun snap to the near side across the 20 and down to the 15-yard line. That's enough for a gain of 8. He'll bring up third and 2.
There goes that man again, Keldon Hamilton.
Two carries now for the quarterback, Darren Gully. He's got 13 yards. Third and 2 for Thomas Walker at the Eastside 15. Ball in the near left hash. The news of 13 for a first down. Gully gets the call in from the far side. He's going to bring it into the huddle here. We'll see what the formation will look like. We've seen a few different ones out of Thomas Walker on their first couple of drives. So I have a lone receiver to the far long side of the field. That's Jacob McCurry. Two receivers to the near side, where it'll be Nick Kimberlin along with number 21. That is Clayton Moore. It's a handoff to Dylan McCurry out of the backfield. He works his way down across the 10-yard line. He's got more than enough for a Pepsi first down as he's all the way down to the 8. That's enough for a gain of 7 as they're inside the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone, and they now have a first and goal at the Eastside 8-yard line, 11:05 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter, and they're knocking the door of the end zone again, Corey.
Yeah, that Noah Hamilton getting the tackle there, but hey, he's running like a 10, like something through a 10 horn.
Uh-huh, I remember that saying.
Yes.
First and goal at the 8, ball in the near left hash. Wing back to the left side will be Langley. Two receivers to the near side will be Moore and Kimberlin. Lone side to the far is going to be McCurry. That's Jacob. Hand off to Dylan McCurry out of the backfield. He's hitting the backfield. The ball was on the grass, but Gully was able to hand it off to him. He's hit immediately, though. They will give him back the line of scrimmage. No gain, no loss. Second and goal at the 8. Ninth play of the drive coming up here, Corey.
Man, Reagan Wood on that staff there, number 56.
Second and goal at the Eastside 8. Ball in the near left hash. They've brought in Clayton Moore as a receiver here in the last few plays. First time we've seen him all night. Had not played in the first quarter as a receiver, at least. Had been on the defensive side of the ball. Ninth play of the drive will be a second and goal at the 8 for Thomas Walker. Lone receiver to the far side is Jacob McCurry. Dylan McCurry is the tailback. Left wing back, Malachi Langley. Shotgun snap is dropped by goalie. Picks up off the grass, trying to hit the right side of the line. He's going to be hit immediately there, though. And he's brought down the 8 once again. No gain, no loss. Third and goal at the 8 as the shotgun snap continues to be an issue right now for Thomas Walker.
Braxton Freeman on that stop, number 5.
So 9.5 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Game tied at 7. Third and goal at the 8. For Thomas Walker at the Eastside 8. But they've dropped the snap now, I believe, on at least 2 plays and at least 3 times on this drive alone. Third and goal at the 8. Ball in the middle of the field. Trips to the far side to the Spartans. Langley, Moore, and Gully out there. They got a little bit of, it's going to be Norris out there as well. I beg your pardon. He's looking to Kimberlin to the near side. Gully, the quarterback, looks to the back left corner of the end zone. Cannot find Kimberlin. He was double covered there by both. He had Hamilton and Perry. It falls incomplete. It'll be a fourth and goal at the Eastside 8 with 9:02 left in the first half.
Good job by Tanner Perry there of Eastside, kind of boxing out Kimberlin there and not drawing a pass interference call.
Well, they're going to bring out the field goal team here. They're going to attempt the field goal. It'll be a 25-yard field goal attempt for Gail Curall, who had more than enough on his extra points to make a 25-yarder back in the first quarter. That was going the other direction, though. He's now kicking it towards the baseball field here, or at least the softball field, I should say, here at Eastside. 25-yard attempt, snap, hold, kick, and it's up, and it is good for Gail Curall, the senior, to put Thomas Walker ahead. 8:59 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Thomas Walker takes their lead back. It's Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
The folks at DJ's Truck Parts, located in Coburn, want to thank each and every one who have shared in their success as customers. They have worked hard to earn your business and trust, and they continue to do so. Give them a call for all your truck and trailer needs. They have a large inventory of truck parts and tools. They specialize in finding that hard-to-find part for that special need. They carry a range of CB equipment as well. Let them fill your truck part needs at DJ's Truck Parts, locally owned and operated. Call 276-395-7108.
That was a 10-play, 55-yard drive. It took a minute of the second quarter. It took almost 5 minutes off the clock. Impressive drive there for Thomas Walker, but Corey, they had to settle for the field goal. They lead it 10-7 after the Gail Curall 25-yard kick.
Kind of takes the sting out of that fake punt a little bit, but you do get points out of that. But sometimes, you won't punch that in after you had a big fake play like that.
They had a first and goal at the 8. We're never getting any more yards after that. 3 plays, 0 yards. A short kick by Curall, but rolls inside the 20. Stanley will pick it up. Raymond will pick it up at the 15. He's out to the 20, the 25 down the near sideline, and trucked out of bounds at the 28-yard line. 8:55 to play in this MECC Foundation second quarter, as Eastside will have the ball at their own 28-yard line, trailing Thomas Walker 10-7. That was your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Oh, Clay Cheek. A little cheeky right there on the stop. On that. We're going to have fun with that one, aren't we? We're going to try to.
Yeah. 301. They took up the clock there. I was doing a little bit of math. Sorry about that. 537 on that last drive there for Thomas Walker. They'll be under center with a I formation, a handoff to Stanley, the fullback to the near side of the 30, 35, works his way out across the 40 down the near sideline, up to the east side 42-yard line. The fullback, Dayton Stanley, gets 40, now they're marking down the 41. Let's see the official spot. We got different spots from the head linesman and the line judge. They'll call it the 42. Let's call it a gain of 14. A Pepsi first down for Dayton Stanley and the Spartans as they're trying to cut into the Thomas Walker lead up to their 42-yard line.
Clavin Clay Keats again on the stop.
Ball in the near right hash, first and 10 for Peyton Atkins at under center. Stanley the fullback, Hamilton the tailback. Receiver to each side, Raymond to the right, Trent to the far left. Hand off to Stanley again, up across the 45, and he bounces his way to the 47-yard line. And that will be enough for a gain of 5, bring up second and 5. 8:15 to play in this MECC Foundation second quarter. And actually, I'm working out the 46. It's called a gain of 4. It's called a second and 6. Thomas Walker leads it 10-7. But Eastside trying to keep the ball rolling in their direction, getting near midfield.
It was Hensley, big fella, on that D-line getting the stop.
Stanley now three carries, 19 yards on the ninth. Atkins on second and six, hands off to Hamilton. He's hitting the backfield.
Ooh,
he breaks out of the first one, but he is smacked by Brennan Hensley at the 45-yard line. Brought down at the 45. Excuse me, he was hit the 45, brought down at the 44. That's a loss of 2. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 8 for Eastside, as Hamilton loses yardage on second down.
I tell you, that's a whole lot of human coming after him right there wearing 69 in gray.
3rd and goal for Eastside from their own 44. Ball just inside the near right hash. They need the Thomas Walker 48. Trent, the lone receiver to the far left, long side. To the near right side is Tanner Perry. Atkins under center. Stanley, the fullback. Hamilton's lined up to his left. Atkins rolls to his left. He's looking to pass. He's got pressure. Atkins has pressure again, and he's brought down. The ball rolls out from under him. It goes out of bounds where they say Thomas Walker recovered it. I'm waiting for a spot here. The official's trying to make a call, and they'll say it was out of bounds or that he was either down one. Either way, it's still east side ball. It'll be 4th down. He's brought down back at the 42 for a loss of 2. It'll be 4th and 10 for east side, and they'll have to punt it away with 7:06 to play in this first half, trailing by 3.
Well, it's Clay Cheek again. He gets a tackle for loss, a sack, and a forced fumble all on that one, Jacob.
We'll see the ball rolled out of bounds, a 4th and 10 here for Eastside. Now from their own 42-yard line. Thomas Walker has their man deep. Raymond will punt it away. Raymond boots away with the right foot. He'll be almost caught, but they'll not back away from was Jacob McCurry. It rolls inside the 25 and down to the Thomas Walker 22-yard line. 6:57 to play here in this first half as it's Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7. Third drive for the Pioneers scored. They scored on the first two.
And Eastside's got to show that they can finish the deal in stopping them because they've had them in the corner, backed up against the corner, but they haven't been able to seal the deal. Kind of like that draft in the wintertime where you're getting –
Sure.
Yeah,
I got you.
The window, they leave that window open. It's cracked a little bit.
6:57 to play here in this first half. They're going to mark it as a 23-yard line where Thomas Walker gets started on this drive. Ball on the far right hash. They work right to left in your radio dials. Thomas Walker, 10. Eastside, 7 here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Gully in the shotgun. McCurry, the tailback. He gets the handoff on 1st and 10. Across the 25, down the far side. And he's working his way up the hash up to the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 5. He'll bring up 2nd and 5.
And Noah Morgan on the stop there. First time he hears his name called.
4 carries for Dylan McCurry tonight. He's got 13 yards. 2nd and 5 for Thomas Walker at their own 28. Ball in the far right hash. Darren Gulley, their quarterback, the senior, getting the call in from head coach Tanner Hall on the far sideline. They'll have one receiver to the far side, Jacob McCurry. 2 to the near side, Clayton Moore and Nick Kimberlin. Langley will be a left wing back. McCurry the right tailback. It's a low snap, bounces on the grass. It's still on the grass, and it's going to be McCurry who picks it up and takes it across the line of scrimmage to the tailback, and he's able to work his way back to the line of scrimmage. That's where he'll be marked down at the 28. Could have been a disaster for the Pioneers, but McCurry, the junior running back, saves the day. He'll be 3rd and 5.
And that's what's been the lone problem, really, for Thomas Walker is its snap exchange. It's been low. It's been around the knees and the ankles, and They've been able to corral it, but soon you're going to be playing with fire.
Third and five for Thomas Walker from their own 28. They'll keep the same formation. That's two receivers to the near side. That's Moore in the slot, Kimball into his left. Langley will move from the left wing back to a right side now. It's a low snap again, but Gulley's able to grab this one. Swings up to the far side of Jacob McCurry at the 35-yard line. He's got the Pepsi first down. They'll mark him out at the 34. That's enough for a gain of 6. He only needed 5. First and 10, Thomas Walker to the third, 34-yard line. 5:23 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. They lead it 10-7.
Yeah, you got to give it to Darren Gulley. We kind of talked about his quick reaction time. Right there again, low snap. Got rid of the ball quick, got his receiver, and picked up first down.
First and 10, Thomas Walker thrown 34. We've talked a lot about Dylan McCurry. The night that was Jacob McCurry, the senior with the catch on the far side. He's the lone receiver to that far side. He remains there. Dylan McCurry's the right tailback about a yard behind Gulley in the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side, Moore and Kimberlin. Handoff this time to McCurry. He's trying to hit the near left side of the field. He's able to get his way to the 35, work his way towards the 40. He'll be brought down close to it. It'll be second down. They'll spot him down, though, at the 40-yard line, it looks like. Let's call it a gain of 6. It'll bring up second and 4.
First time we hear Gabe Raymond on the tackle, number 9.
And they're going to mark him down to 39. Let's call it a gain of 5. Bring up second and 5 for Thomas Walker. Ball now in the near left hash. That's McCurry's 6th carry of the night. He's got now 18 yards. About 3 yards per carry. McCurry, Langley, and Moore will have trips to the far long side. Kimberlin, the lone receiver, to the near left short side. McCurry, Dylan, the tailback. Low snap, but Gulley grabs it. Now bringing it to the near side and hit the edge. He's able to get to the 40. Work his way across the 45 out of bounds. That'll be more than enough for a Pepsi first down. They'll mark him out at the 47. That's enough for a gain of 8. First and 10 for Thomas Walker as Darren Gulley, the senior quarterback, is able to work his way up the near sideline for a gain of 8. There was a lot of green traffic in his way, but he saw the green light.
Yeah, that means go, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Kelvin Hamilton again. Accruing a tackle, but like it, Thomas Walker running them, stretching this defense out, and by the time we get to a point of attack, it's 5 yards gained.
They've been rolling here so far in this half. They lead by 3, 10-7, 4 minutes to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Hand off to Dylan McCurry on first and 10. He's into east side territories. He crosses the 50, down to the Spartan 47. That's a gain of 6. It'll bring up second and 4.
Braxton Freeman.
Second and 5 now for, let's call it a second and 4, I beg your pardon, for the Thomas Walker Pioneers at the east side 47. Ball on the far right, on the near left hash, the far right receiver will be Jacob McCurry. To the near side, Clayton Moore in the slot, Kimberlin the near receiver just outside the number. Low snap to the right side, but Gulley's able to grab it. Hand off to McCurry. He's tripped up by offensive lineman at the 45. He was getting close to the first down marker at the 43, but they'll mark him down at the 44 for a gain of 3. It'll bring up 3rd and 1.
Well, you say it was offensive lineman. We'll give it to number 72, Cameron Weinbarger, on that one.
I'm just saying they were the ones laying down on the ground.
But still. Hey,
somebody's got to get the stat on the
side. Hey, Big Brother's got to get love, too, man. We got to get love.
3rd and 1 for Thomas Walker. Clock goes inside. 3 minutes to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. They have a 3rd and 1 at the east side 44. McCurry is standing to the left of Gulley. The shotgun, another low snap. He drops it, but handoff to McCurry. He's able to work his way down the field for a first down. As he only needed a yard, he's able to get to the 41 for a gain of 3. First and 10, Thomas Walker and a Pepsi first down. And we have a flag at the end of the play as Keldon Hamilton comes up for east side about his helmet. And we have some other jawing there after the play as number 50 for Thomas Walker is able to run in there and get one of his teammates away from him. It was Clayton Moore that was having a few words with Hamilton. Saving him from maybe a further penalty was Tyler Lee, the senior offensive lineman. We'll wait for the official call from the White Hats. That's Cole Spencer. Right now it's a 1st and 10 for Thomas Walker at the east side 41. The flag came in after the play. That would be enough for a gain of 3.
Looks like it'll be on both.
After the play, personal foul, Thomas Walker. That is the only flag on the play. They are not offsetting. The Pioneers are the only one punished. It's still 1st down for Thomas Walker. But they'll now get backed up back in their own territory as the ball will be marked at their own 43-yard line. 2:35 to play here in the first half. Tanner Hall getting an explanation from the far official, the head linesman, Hunter Cable, on the far sideline. So now first and 10 for Thomas Walker. The spot, for some reason, chain gang says fourth down on the far side. It should be a first and 10. It should be a first and 10 for Thomas Walker. The flag came in after the play. It was a third and one at the east side 44. It was a run down to the 41-yard line for a gain of 3.
You know, shout out to number 50 on Thomas Walker, Tyler Lee, too, Jacob, going right there and knowing, had that situational awareness. Get his teammate, get him back. Before he says something, he might regret, and that could be a loss of time or you know, maybe they can help with losing the downs or whatever. I don't know. But
well, it's still saying fourth down right now. No, now the white hats.
Yeah.
Cole Spencer finally signaled a first down. Now they're still not right with the chain gang. The chain gang has to back up the chains to the 43-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 from there. And they finally got it. 2:35 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Thomas Walker leads it 10-7. They're backed down to their own territory, though, following a penalty on a personal foul by their offensive line after the play. Mike Roach still asking for an explanation. He's trying to get a hold of the white hat Cole Spencer. He asked the near line judge Ray Thacker for an explanation, and Ray said he didn't have the call. So now Cole Spencer and the back judge Bobby Gilbert walk in.
My goodness.
The clock did run there right before its reaction, now down to 2:24 to play as we're finally going to get back to action. But then Mike Rhodes needs an explanation, and Mike Rhodes is not pleased with the explanation he received. As he's frustrated walking back to the near side, and Cole Spencer enforcedly says, let's get back to action with the fist pump there.
Mike Rhodes
run the clock.
Mike Rhodes said he couldn't even build a garden with that fertilizer that was delivered by Cole Spencer. So.
Ball in the near left hash for first and 10 for Thomas Walker from their own 43-yard line. It's a low snap for Gulley again. He's able to grab it and a swing pass up to Kimber on the near side of the 45. Shoved out of bounds at the 50. They're going to give him the 50. That's enough for a gain of 7. He'll bring up 2nd and 3. As Kimberlin's able to get his second catch of the night, he's got 12 yards.
And that was Peyton Atkins on the push.
Ball remains here on the near left hash. 2:19, a player in the half. Contractual obligation. Thomas Walker will get ball first to open up the second half. As we get closer for halftime, and our halftime show will be sponsored by Family Drug. Ball in the near left hash at midfield. 2nd and 3 for Thomas Walker. Goal in the shotgun. McCurry stands to his left. Another low snap and a handoff to McCurry. Off the right side. He's hitting the backfield. We have a stiff armor defender. Get across the 50. Get near that first down marker. We'll wait for the official spot. But, my goodness, a left stiff arm into Braxton Freeman, the freshman, as he hops right off the left palm of McCurry. Yeah. They'll call it a gain of 2. It'll be a 3rd and 1 at the east side 48.
Hey, that stiff arm, it was one of those, I'll baptize you in the name of the Father.
My heavens. That was a 10th carry of the game for McCurry. 3rd and 1 for Thomas Walker at the east side 48. 1:45 left in the half. They lead by 3. Gully in a shotgun. McCurry stands to his left. Another low snap. A handoff McCurry. McCurry down to the 45. He's down to the 44. That's a gain of 4. That's enough for a Pepsi first down. 1st and 10, Thomas Walker at the east side 44-yard line. 1:37 to play in the MECC Foundation. Second quarter, it's Thomas Walker 10, east side 7. And we've got an official's timeout due to maybe a injury or maybe a uniform malfunction with Andrew Biggie. Andrew Biggie, the offensive lineman, the sophomore there for Thomas Walker, will have to come off the field.
Maybe they can't see the numbers either.
Could be.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, McCurry on his 11th carry of the game was able to get 4 yards. It'll be a 1st and 10 for Thomas Walker at the east side 44. 1:34 to play here in the first half. There looked like an injury timeout for Thomas Walker to get Biggie off the field, but they let both teams go to the near sides. I never saw a signal from the white hat, Cole Spencer, to put it on either one team. Thomas Walker has already burned one timeout this half. They have 2 remaining. Eastside has all 3.
Here you go. Here's an update right now from Chill Howie. 13-3, Rock Hove on top in the second quarter.
A important score to the least most teams in Region 1D tonight. Also for Lehigh and Region 2D, they're going to be big fans of Rye Cove. Gulley gets a chest high snap finally on first and 10. Handoff to McCurry trying to bring it to the near side. He's hitting the backfield. Teldon Hamilton brings him down back at the 49 for a loss of 5. He'll bring up a second and 15. We have an injured Pioneer, but it is Malachi Langley able to get up, though, holding his left rib, and now we've got a flag. I believe he heard something said with the near official here. There were some words said by Teldon Hamilton and Langley at the end of this play. It was going to be a second and 14 or a second and 15 for Thomas Walker at the 49. The clock sits at 1:11, but a flag comes in after the play, and it will be unsportsmanlike on Eastside, and Mike Roach cannot believe it. He is absolutely livid to his player, Teldon Hamilton, the freshman, making a mistake there, as it was going to be a second and a long for Thomas Walker. Now, move it down the field and give them a first down.
And more importantly, that's unsportsmanlike conduct. It's not a personal foul.
Yep.
So that's, you get one more and you get tossed.
That is a loss of 5, though, for McCurry. That still goes down on the stat sheet. But it will now be a first and 10 for Thomas Walker at the Eastside 34. It was going to be a second and 15. First and 10, 1:11 left in the half. Thomas Walker still leads it, though, 10-7. McCurry will line up as a receiver to the far side. It's an empty backfield for Gulley. Gulley looks down the field to pass. He sidesteps out of pressure. He rolls to his right. He tosses it down the far side looking for Langley, and it goes incomplete inside the 20. Thomas Walker felt like there was some holding in the secondary. No call is made. He'll bring up second and 10 with 1:05 left in the half.
I'm good as Darren Gulley to avoid
right
there. Maybe some miscommunication with his wide receiver or something in the secondary, but another good job by him to get out of pressure.
They finally do fix the marker on the far side. It was saying first down. They have now adjusted it to second down. Second and 10 for Thomas Walker. 1:05 left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. They have two timeouts remaining. They lead Eastside 10-7. Second and 10 to 34. Trips to the far side. Langley, Moore, and McCurry. Kimberly, the lone receiver, to the left side. Gulley looks to pass. It's a screen route out to McCurry, and he overshoots him. Oh, my. McCurry was standing there by himself. A lot of gray jerseys surrounding him. But Gulley overshoots him by 3 or 4 yards, and he'll bring up third and 10.
Here's an opportunity if you're Eastside, Jacob. Third and 10 to maybe get an opportunity to get the ball back. I mean, you'd be in no man's territory, so if you're still fourth down. But here's an opportunity right
here. They've shown they'll fake a punt.
Yeah.
1:01 exactly left here in the first half. It's a third and 10 for Thomas Walker at the Eastside 34. This will be the 15th play of this drive that began with 6:57 to play in the second quarter. Ball in the near left hash. Gulley in the shotgun. McCurry stands to his left. Trips to the far side. Moore, Langley, and McCurry inside out. Kimberly in the lone receiver to the near left side. Gulley looks to pass down the far sideline. Luke Trent's right there for an interception, but it's finally knocked away by Clayton Moore, though. No, excuse me, that was Jacob McCurry. McCurry, the wide receiver, has to turn into a defensive back to make sure Trent doesn't intercept it. He's able to knock it away inside the 10 as Trent was getting ready to almost like catch a punt there inside the 10-yard line. It falls incomplete. It'll be a 4th and 10 for Thomas Walker. 55.9 seconds left in the first half as they still lead it 10-7. We'll see what Tanner Hall decides.
Kind of a strategy thing right there. Why would you go for the gold on 3rd and 10? Maybe something underneath. You kind of half the situation, make it 4th and 5. Now you've got a 4th and long here. I didn't really understand that one. He's just got to be a little bit more prepared in that situation.
Offense remains on the field on 4th for 10. McCurry, the tailback, trips to the far side. That remains to be Moore, Langley, and McCurry. Kimberlin to the left. Gulley rolls to his right on 4th and 10. He's looking for the receiver, but it's short of the chains, and the ball's incomplete anyways. He was looking for Clayton Moore. It's a turnover on downs with 50.2 seconds left in the half. A 16-play drive comes up empty for Thomas Walker, as now Eastside will get the ball back with 50.2 seconds to play here in the half. They'll get it at their own 34-yard line, and they've got three timeouts to work with.
A 16-play drive that did not get inside the opponent's 30.
Mm.
That's the key thing right there. And, Jacob, it's kind of like what I told you on that third down, right? You threw it short of the sticks right there.
Adkins will be in the shotgun. Two receivers to the far side, Trent and Raymond out that way. Excuse me, Trent and Perry. He's looking to Perry across the middle, and it was knocked up in the air by Jacob McCurry, almost up for grabs, but it falls incomplete. It'll be second and 10 now for Eastside with 46.5 seconds left in the half. Adkins looking for Tanner Perry, the senior receiver, but it was a high pass in McCurry in coverage.
Yeah.
Atkins now 1 for 3 in this half. He's only got 8 yards. 2nd and 10 for East out of their own 34. Ball in the near right hash. Trent on the inside portion of the slot to the far side. Perry, the left wide receiver. Atkins looks that way. Pump fake. Now looks across the middle. Looking for Raymond. He overshoots him, battling with the defender, and there's a flag for pass interference.
It's going to be on
Clayton Moore. Walker coaching staff is displeased, to say the least. It looks like maybe the pass is a little bit too far out there for Raymond as they battle together, but the flag is thrown by the back judge, Bobby Gilbert, and it'll be a free first down for Eastside with 41.8 seconds left in the half.
He's saying he leaped into him.
They're saying he diverted his route.
Right, I really don't think he did anything. You and I had a clear shot of it, too.
It looked like it was maybe right on time where the ball was coming to
right.
as well. I'm not sure if Gabe Raymond could have gotten there. But either way, it's now 1st and 10 for East side of their own 49-yard line. Ball in the near right hash. 41.8 to play in the half. They've got 3 timeouts to work with, trailing by 3. Atkins in the shotgun, takes a waist high snap, looks across the middle for Raymond, and he overshoots him. A little bit too far out in front of him, that falls incomplete. He'll bring up 2nd and 10, 37.8 left in the half.
Ooh-wee.
37.8 seconds left in this Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. Thomas Walker leads Eastside 10-7. Thomas Walker get ball first to open up the second half. Eastside, though, trying to work their way down the field to try to put some points on the board. Atkins will be in a shotgun, ball in the near right hash. Raymond will be the receiver to the near side. To the far side will be Trent and Perry. Atkins down the near side and looking for Raymond inside the 20, and he's got him. But he drops at the 15-yard line. He had it right there in his hand. Could not bring it in, though, as he went down to the ground. It falls incomplete, and it'll bring up 3rd and 10 with 31.4 seconds left in the quarter.
And you got another situation right there where you had Clayton Moore. He kind of got a little jaw in there, but I like what he did there. You see how he pivoted towards the football afterwards.
Ball in the near right hash. 3rd and 10 now for Eastside. 31.4 to play here in the half. Thomas Walker wants to take a timeout, though, on defense to talk to their team here for Tanner Hall and his squad. They lead Eastside 10-7, 31.4 seconds left here in this second quarter, sponsored by Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Corey. Eastside been able to get some free yards thanks to penalty, but 3 passes on 3 plays, 3 incompletions.
Yeah, not very good, and the only way they've moved it is via the pass interference call. So you see what you got dialed up here on third down. I would also say you've got the opportunity on third down. I think what's the timeout situation look like?
Thomas Walker has 1 left. Eastside has 3.
You can split this. You can split this in hand. Maybe throw something short of the sticks. Burn that timeout.
Yeah.
You got to get a high percentage play here.
Aren't you a little bit afraid, though, of giving the ball back to Thomas Walker with some field position here? Heading into there's still 30
seconds
left.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
third down. See if you can pick up 7-8 yards and then go for it on 4th and 2 or 4th and 3.
It's a 3rd and 10 at their own 49, needing the Thomas Walker 41. Ball in the near right hash. It remains Trent and Perry to the far side as receivers. Stanley lines up to the right side of Atkins in the shotgun. Hamilton to his left. Raymond, the near right receiver. Atkins looks to his left. He's looking for Trent inside the 10, and it's overshot once again for the junior as he's not able to connect there with Luke Trent, and I'll bring up 4th and 10. In this first half, Peyton Atkins 1 for 6, 8 yards, and it looks like a punt team's coming out for Eastside with 25.7 seconds left here in the first half. Thomas Walker may be getting the ball back here prior to halftime. And we'll wait here to see. It will be a punt. Gabe Raymond will do the duties. Thomas Walker, though, will not get deep for a punt. They'll keep an eye on maybe a fake here. The snap to Raymond is for a punt, though. He'll boot it away at the right foot. It will go inside the 35, maybe, but he shanked it to the near sideline. We'll wait for the official spot as the back judge will run up the near sideline across the 30, across the 35, and he will mark it out at the Thomas Walker 39-yard line with 21.1 seconds left here in this first half. Thomas Walker gets the ball back at their own 39. They have a timeout to work with here, Corey, leading Eastside 10-7.
Yeah.
Can you be aggressive?
Oh, yeah, I'll be aggressive here.
Okay.
I'd be aggressive. I'm taking shots downfield. And really, the only ability that Thomas Walker has, like, failed on these deep shots is kind of to their own fruition.
Trips to the far side. McCurry, Langley, and Moore. Timberland to the left. It's a screen pass out to McCurry to the 40, trying to fight his way up to the 45. He's brought down to the 46 in the field of play. The clock will run. Oh, but a late flag comes in. A late flag comes in as Malachi Langley lays on the ground for Thomas Walker. Eastside's going to get penalized once again after a 7-yard gain. 11.3 seconds to play here in the half. Gulley connected with McCurry. They're on first down for 7 yards. But now Eastside will look to be getting punished for another personal foul.
Jacob, and then they also, the prevailing fact here, and it's kind of said in the press box.
Offsetting.
Okay.
It was after the play, so it will be second and goal at the 3. That means the clock should run here once they get the ball spotted. We'll see if Tanner Hall maybe wants to use that final timeout with 11.3 seconds left in the half. But he was tackled in the field of play. So it should be a second and goal, second and 3, I should say, I beg your pardon, for Thomas Walker at their own 46. Once they get the ball spotted here, no, they're going to mark it back at the 44. Let's just call that a gain of 5, actually. Literally, McCurry got a little bit more than that, but they're going to call it a gain of 5. Now they're going to move the ball all the way over from the far side. It was tackled on the far right side. Now it'll be moved to the near left side of the 44-yard line. Ball has been marked. We're waiting for a signal to get to the start of play. And we haven't gotten that signal from the white hat, Cole Spencer, quite yet.
What's he doing?
They've never gotten a signal to start the clock.
What's he doing?
Never have gotten it.
And they're not covering this.
They're going to get a free play. Trips to the far side. Go in the shotgun. Screen pass out to Jacob McCurry again. McCurry on the far side of the 45. Out across the 50 and out of bounds at the Eastside 45-yard line of exactly 4 seconds to play, and Tanner Hall can hang on to that one final timeout on what was there, a gain of 11.
Was that second quarter?
A lot of quizzical things going on there.
7 seconds. There you go.
Writing it down for something?
Yeah, we'll get a review on that.
Thank you. 4 seconds left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. They've got a timeout here, Corey. Has this got to be Hail Mary?
Yeah, it's got to be. 4 seconds. Hey, you can't.
Gulley will be in the shotgun. He'll have one receiver to the far side. That's Timberland. Trips to the near side along with Langley. It's McCurry, and it is Moore. But Mike Roach wants to take a timeout on defense to talk to his team. They'll have to reset the clock and go back to 4 seconds.
They had that clock. It's like this troops bunch they got, Jacob. They kind of shade their safety, and they get a linebacker and a DB right there and shade that trips, but there's really not.
The white hat trying to say, put the clock back at 4 seconds. As the white hat, Cole Spencer, trying to get the attention. There we go. Now as they readjust it, it's going to be a 1st and 10 for Thomas Walker at the east side 45-yard line. 4 seconds left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Thomas Walker leads east side 10-7. Well, it's most likely going to have to be a Hail Mary situation here for Thomas Walker. Their head coach, Tanner Hall, was involved in one of those back in 2014, 9 years ago at the quarterback at Union against Lee High. He threw a Hail Mary to win the game over the Generals at Bullitt Park. The man who caught it, now an assistant coach for Eastside, Austin Jesse, as those two had a conversation prior to the game at midfield. The defensive coordinator that time for Union that night, or at least the defensive assistant, I should say.
Mike Roach.
Mike Roach. He wasn't the coordinator at that
all
time.
All you Union Bears here today. Yes.
Yeah. They all have some connections, don't
there
they?
There you go.
1st and 10 for Gulley. At the 45, and now Tanner Hall wants to burn his final timeout to talk to his offense before we can get to the Family Drug Halftime Show. Remember, a contractual obligation here, Corey. Thomas Walker gets the ball first.
As we got 4 seconds, Jacob.
Thomas
Can
Walker, 10, Eastside, 7. That's not a question for me to answer. As ball's on the far right hash right now for Thomas Walker. They're down to no timeouts left. Eastside has 2 left on their record here for Mike Roach's squad. As they're going to try to make sure they can keep Thomas Walker out of the end zone here in the final 4 seconds. As both teams are rolling on the offensive side in the early part of this game, but now most recently, both teams being halted by sometimes their own penalties.
No doubt about that, man. Channeling our good friend E.T. right there. Ain't no doubt about it.
I got you.
Shout out to him as he has his scoreboard show, not tonight, but tomorrow night, as he'll give you the stats and facts on the five-star scoreboard show.
That follows our game between Abbott and Ridgeview tomorrow night, so we'll have on 93.5 WXM. First and 10 for Thomas Walker at the east side 45. 4 seconds left in the half. They lead by three. Gully gets a chest-high snap. He's got pressure. He has to step up. He'll have to run on the final play of the half to the far side of the 40. 35, and he steps out of bounds. And we'll see if there's a flag at the end as he is brought down, but that looks like some momentum taking him out there. Nothing heinous there. We'll call that a gain of 14 on the final play of the half, and that will take us to the Family Drug Halftime Show, where Thomas Walker leads Eastside 10-7 following the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. The Family Drug Halftime Show is coming up. Once again, it's Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7, as the Pioneers have a 3-point lead heading into intermission on 93.5 WXM.
Get your home cold weather ready by going and seeing the great folks at Red Oak Trading Company. At Red Oak Trading Company, you'll find a large selection of kitchen cabinets, insulated windows, plumbing supplies, furnaces, electric heaters, and Red Oak even fills propane tanks. Red Oak Trading Company, now with two great locations, one in Coburn and another in Richlands. Fully stocked and ready to help you with your home repairs and remodels, it's Red Oak Trading Company. Find them on Facebook to see new arrivals and in-stock merchandise. Red Oak Trading Company, your home improvement headquarters.
If you need auto repair, then you need to give Collins Auto a try. With two convenient locations, experienced and knowledgeable technicians that keeps up with the latest technology, servicing all makes and models, Collins Auto has been serving this area for over 30 years. David Collins and his wife Kim have been longtime supporters of sports and school activities, from elementary to high school. Whatever kind of repair you need for your vehicle, come by Collins Auto, located West Main Street in Wise and Laurel Avenue in Coburn, Virginia.
Don't carry more than you have to. Pay with just a swipe or tap by adding your Lee Bank debit card to your mobile wallet for quick and secure payment. From mobile wallet to mobile check deposit to Lee Bank's free online banking services, Lee Bank stays ahead of the game to deliver the latest banking products to their customers. You can see all that Lee Bank offers by stopping by one of their locations in Bristol, Jonesville, or Pennington Gap, or going online at LeeBank24.com. Lee Bank at one of their four locations or LeeBank24.com.
Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Welcome into the Family Drug Halftime Show from Carl McConnell Stadium in Coburn, where at the half it's Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7. As we take a look at the first half stats, Jacob Townsend here with you as we take a look at the Funk Drilling stats here in the halftime show, sponsored by Family Drug, here on 93.5 WXM. Let's take a first look at the Thomas Walker stats in the first half. Their quarterback, Darren Gully, was 6 out of 11 in the first half, 88 yards and a touchdown. But their wide receiver, Nick Kimberlin, also their punter on a fake punt, had a pass completed as well. He's 1 for 1 for 35 yards. In the rushing department, Darren Gully, the quarterback, had 5 rushes for 35 yards. Dylan McCurry, the junior tailback, had 12 rushes for 26 yards. They also had a wide receiver, Hunter Norris, get a carry. He had 1 for -1 yard. In the receiving department, Jacob McCurry, 3 catches. He had 22 yards, 2 catches for Nick Kimberlin. He had 2 catches for 12 yards there for him. It was Malachi Langland on the fake punt he caught, 1 for 35, and Dylan McCurry had 1 catch for 54 yards and a touchdown. In total there for them in the first half, they had 123 yards passing, 60 yards on the ground, 183 yards of total offense for Thomas Walker in the first 24 minutes. Eastside's first half stats, Peyton Atkins was 1 out of 6 for 8 yards. In the rushing department, Keldon Hamilton, 7 rushes for 40, Dayton Stanley, 3 for 19. Luke Trent, 3 for 4. Peyton Atkins had 4 carries for 5 yards, but he also had the touchdown. The one catch was by Luke Trent. It was for 8 yards. They had 68 yards rushing in the first half for Eastside, only the 8 yards passing. They only had 76 total yards of offense in the first half for Mike Rhodes' squad. That's your look at your Funk Drilling stats in the first half. Here on the Family Drug Halftime Shows, we do need to thank our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, My Town, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, DJ Truck Parts, Red Oak, Collins Auto of Coburn, and Lee Bank. Your halftime score once again, Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7. The Family Drug Halftime Show continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and separate non-bank affiliate.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
If you've been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck, it's Truck Month at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s, plus top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MorganMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Family Drug Halftime Show on 93.5 WAXM. Thomas Walker leads Eastside at halftime 10-7 as we take a look at the first half drive chart. Eastside got the ball first. They started off the first drive from their own 37-yard line. It was a six-play, 16-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 58 seconds off the clock. They turned it over on downs, though, to Thomas Walker at the Pioneer 47 with 9 minutes left in the first quarter. That only needed 3 plays there for the Pioneers. 3 plays, 59 yards. It was a 54-yard touchdown pass from Gully to McCurry that put the Pioneers up 7-0 at that point with a little over 7 minutes to play in the half. Eastside then got a ball with a good field position to Thomas Walker, 46, on their second drive of the game following a failed onside kick attempt by the Pioneers. They went 8 plays, 46 yards, 4:28 off the clock. It was Peyton Atkins with the 5-yard touchdown run. They kicked the extra point to tie the game. They tied it at 7 with about 2:36 to play in the half. Thomas Walker then got the ball back at their own 37. A long drive there for the Pioneers. 10 plays, 55 yards, but they had to settle for the field goal. 25-yard kick by Gail Curoll put them up 10-7 with a little around 9 minutes to play in the second quarter. Eastside then got the ball back at their own 28-yard line. That was only a 4-play drive for the Spartans. They had to settle for a punt. 4 plays, 14 yards, 1:58 off the clock. Thomas Walker got the ball back at their own 23 of 6:57 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. This was a long drive for the Pioneers, but it wasn't fruitful. 16 plays, took over 6 minutes off the clock, but a turnover on downs inside the Eastside 30. The Spartans got the ball back, inside the Eastside 35. Eastside got the ball back at their own 34, but with only 50.2 seconds left in the half. 4 plays, all incompletions. For the Spartans, they get the ball back to Thomas Walker at third 39 with 21.1 seconds left in the half. Thomas Walker's able to get 3 plays in those 21 seconds and 30 yards, but no points on the board. That's how the first half comes to a close, with Thomas Walker leading Eastside 10-7. We look at the team stats in the first half. Thomas Walker ran 32 plays for 183 yards, and they had the ball for 13 minutes and 53 seconds. Eastside ran 22 plays in the first half for 76 yards. They had the ball for 9 minutes and 53 seconds. Halftime score once again, Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7. The Family Drug Halftime Show continues right after this on 93.5 WAXF.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply.
Hands-on, real world, from college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be opened in person.
It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Halftime, Dennis Savage, Thomas Walker leads Eastside here. We take a look at the defensive stats for the Pioneers, and they're led by Clay Cheek right now. He's got 5 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and a sack right there to his register. And then you look at number 21, Clayton Moore. He's got 2 pass defense and a forced fumble. Well, actually, that is Clay Cheek with the forced fumble there. So he did all that on one play, the tackle for loss, the sack, and the forced fumble that went out of bounds there. And then you look on the other side for Eastside, and it is Braxton Freeman, the freshman, with 8 tackles, and then Kelvin Hamlet, the freshman, with 7 tackles there to the register. And that is the important defensive stats. And what else do we have here? We'll take you around town.
Got a few scores here for you, Corey. Yeah. Rykov up at the half over Chilhowee, 13-3 at intermission. In the second quarter, Holston trails Johnson County out of Tennessee. Johnson County 15, Holston nothing. But Rykov leading by 10 over Chilhowee at the half. Some important scores there for the Region 1 defense. Tazewell East Giles 25-7. That's in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Over in Northeast Tennessee in the first quarter, this is a game that didn't kick off till 8 o'clock tonight. Science Hill's up on Daniel Boone, though, in the first quarter, 7-0 over the Trailblazers. Tennessee High leads Westridge. That's 7-0. That's in the second quarter. Second quarter as well, Chucky Doak has a slight lead on the road at Unicor County. That's 13-12. In the second quarter, Sullivan East 18, West Green 6. Second quarter as well, Happy Valley 18, North Green 7. And also in the second quarter of the ninth, Hampton and the Battle of Carter County over in Northeast Tennessee. They lead Unica 14-0 over the Rangers. And Cloudland on the road just across the state line against RS Central in North Carolina. RS Central leads Cloudland in the first quarter. It's RS Central 13, Cloudland 6. But an important score there for some, that Rykov leads Chilhowee 13-3, as that will be a game certainly closely watched in the second half. The second half is coming up here from Coburn at Carl McConnell Stadium, as it's Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7, as the Family Drug Halftime Show continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you want to do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice-cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Monster savings all month long at Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. Mytown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more arriving daily at Mytown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from Mytown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out Mytown online at MytownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at Mytown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Halftime, you're on the Pembroke Halftime Show. It is Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7. Both teams out on the field getting ready for the second half as we'll get set for the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter here in just a few moments. But, Corey, Thomas Walker has the three-point lead, and they'll get ball first, open up the second half following the kickoff, which is their schedule, too. We'll see how the kickoff goes for them.
Mm-hmm.
But what do Eastside need to do to get the back in this game and win this one for the Spartans? If they need this one to keep playoff hopes alive.
Get a stop. I think it's just as simple as that. They need to get a stop. Something that we saw, kind of like what they did on that 16-play drive,
yeah.
Limit the damage, get a stop, get off the field on third or fourth down, however it may be, and I think you get yourself an opportunity. You got to wake up a little bit on offense.
They had exactly 4 minutes more of possession, did Thomas Walker, for Eastside. They ran 10 more plays, but maybe more importantly, they had over 100 more yards offensively than them. They had 107 more yards. They had 183 yards of offense to Thomas Walker in the first half. Eastside only 76 for Mike Rhodes' squad. For Thomas Walker, they're looking for a win as well to keep some playoff hopes alive for them as well. This is number 9 and 10 of the points coming into the night. Top 8 make it to the playoffs. Tanner Hall squad trying to get a big road win here and a third straight win for Eastside. What's big for them in the final 24?
I think they got to keep on doing what they're doing, Jacob. Maybe get some of these connections on these missed opportunities they've had on the big play, because we've shown that they've got big play potential, and it's closing out. Their field goal was off of a fake punt that they couldn't capitalize on. This could be a 7-point game instead of a 3-point game.
They can also make the case that at least they have a kicker who can make it, because Gail Carroll made an extra point that was dead center. He can make that from anywhere. And he showed that on the 25-yard kick as well for the senior. He booted that one right through as well. That could have been as good, at least from 35, maybe 40. They've got some strengths there at the kicking position. Chase Carrico will kick it away on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff to open up the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. You've been listening to the Family Drug Halftime Show. Southwest Insurance Agency, where real people answer the phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Thomas Walker's expecting an onside kick. Maybe at least a short pooch to the near side. They kick it left, right in your radio dial. It's going to be a short kick, a squibber across the 50. It'll be recovered by Thomas Walker at their own 49-yard line. Coming out with it was number 4, Carter Robinson.
And he can't give a tackle to the to your teammate, but
he just fell on it. No need in risking it.
Get that.
Yeah. Don't give Eastside a chance to get the ball there. They'll take it with Thomas Walker to open up the second half. With possession starting at their own 49-yard line, ball in the near left hash. They work right to left on your radio dial. They lead it by 3, 10-7. It'll be Gully in the shotgun. He'll have McCurry in the backfield, the tailback standing to his right, maybe a yard behind him. Long receiver to the far side will be Jacob McCurry. Hand off though to Dylan. He's hitting the backfield. Maybe ran into the back end of an offensive lineman, and he's brought back to the 47-yard line. Ball maybe came out at the end. Mike Roach trying to make a case that they had the ball, but the officials say he was down. They'll mark him down to 48. That's a loss of 1. Let's call it 2nd and 11.
Tristan Fields, number 50 on the stop for Eastside. So, and that'll be a loss as well.
We're going to have an official's timeout here. As listen, maybe a chain issue with the marker on the far side down at the Eastside 41-yard line on that first down marker. So they'll work on that on the far side. The clock sits at 11:32 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Thomas Walker 10, Eastside 7. Ball's on the near left hash. It'll be a 2nd and 11 from their own 48 for Thomas Walker once we get the resume to play. May need the tools, though, on that marker down there on the far end. As they're still working on it here, Corey. As, but the problem is both teams have already broke their huddles. They're getting ready to get back to action while the officials are still standing over there by the chain. Mike Rhodes telling his team, you might as well come back over. Yeah, and Carter Spencer. No, let's see here. Did they get it fixed? No, they're going to walk back over there and take another look at the chain. The wide hat Carter, Cole Spencer, I beg your pardon, stands over there on the far sideline where that first down marker is at the Eastside 41-yard line on the far side of the field. As he's over there with the head linesman, Hunter Cable, and the back judge, Bobby Gilbert. And they're waiting to maybe see if maybe they're going to get maybe some help from some engineering staff, maybe some tools. As I'm not quite sure what the issue is. It's standing upright for the moment. As they're going to bring in a whole new set of chains.
Yeah, probably the chain broke.
Yep.
Yeah, get them. Here they
so
come.
We'll wait for a moment. Corey, every time we come here on a Thursday night against Thomas Walker, there's always
some kind of delay.
2 years ago, we were here on a lightning delay. Now tonight, we've got a delay after one play here in the second half because the chains have been broken. So we'll wait for them to get that all set there on the far side. Again, there's 11:32 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Thomas Walker leads Eastside 10-7. It's Thomas Walker ball, 2nd and 11 from their own 48. And they've gotten the old chains put away.
Get those, yep.
And we will get back to action. Why you run across the field there in that scenario, I don't know. That's another story from the
day.
Okay, ball's on the near left hash, second 11 from their own 48, 11:32 left here in the third quarter.
It's like dotting eyes and crossing.
Jacob McCurry's on the far side. Gully's in the shotgun. Dylan McCurry stands to his left. No, he was standing to his left. Yes, but the pass is intercepted. Gabe Raymond at the 45 goes down the far side under the 30, 25-20, 15-10, and he's knocked out of bounds inside the Thomas Walker 10. Gully was looking across the middle for Jacob McCurry, but Gabe Raymond steps up for the junior defensive back and takes the interception the other way. It'll be a first and goal for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 8, 11:18 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter as Raymond gets the interception and takes it all the way down to the 8-yard line. As Raymond with the pick there, takes it all the way down to the 8. As it'll be a first and goal at the Thomas Walker 8-yard line, east side into the Wells Fargo financial advisor Jason Sturgill red zone on their first play of the second half. Hand off to Keldon Hamilton. He's hitting the backfield and brought down to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and goal right there. They may give him a couple of yards gain. They will. They'll give him down to the 6. Let's call it a gain and 2. Second and goal at the 6.
Yeah, you talk about Gabe Raymond. Luckily, he's from a family full of dentists because he sunk his teeth right into that interception, Jacob.
Was that what you're questioning about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
As Raymond had the interception after just a 2-play drive there for Thomas Walker, second and goal for Thomas Walker. Now second and goal there for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 6. I beg your pardon. Ball on the far left hash. Atkins under center in the I formation. Stanley with the fullback. It's a screen pass out to the left of the Trent inside the 5. Trying to work his way towards the goal line. He lays over defender and into the end zone for the Food City touchdown. Luke Trent crosses the goal line. He fights his way through arm tackles, lays across the defender, and is able to work his way across the goal line for the touchdown. It's a 6-yard score. Peyton Atkins to Luke Trent, and Eastside takes their first lead of the night. 13-10 with 10:33 left in the third.
I'll tell you, at halftime. What did they say they need to do? Get a stop.
Yeah.
They got to stop. They got to score. Boom, and down. You've got to lead.
They lead it 13-10, and the extra point is good by Carrico. 10:33 left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's now Eastside 14, Thomas Walker 10. Spartans take advantage of the interception and put it in the end zone just 2 plays later. They lead it by 4 on 93.5 WAXL.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
We left here in the first half. Thomas Walker now trails Eastside 14-10, 10:33 left here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. If I said the first half there a minute ago, I beg your pardon. In the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter, it's Eastside 14, Thomas Walker 10. It was an interception by Gabe Raymond. He returned all the way down to the Thomas Walker 8-yard line. 2 plays later, Peyton Atkins found Luke Trent for the touchdown. That's on the far side of the field. The kickoff by Carrico inside the 25. And Langley's now to the 25 to the 30. 35 out to the 40. And he's working his way out across the 45. Lowers his shoulder into the defender that was Braxton Freeman. And he's got a nice return out to midfield for Thomas Walker, trying to answer after the touchdown. But there is a flag sitting back at the 21-yard line.
Right, they don't have one on the sideline over here, too.
Clock sits at the moment at 10:25 left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. That was your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Do you have an injury here? Mike Rhodes is walking out in the field. He's looking at his player, Tanner Perry, the senior who is hunched over near the 25-yard line. And it looks like it's going to be a block in the back on Thomas Walker that will bring this kickoff return back.
That one hurts a little bit. Probably their worst. So they'll probably have their worst field position of the game so far.
It was their own 23-yard line was their worst one of the first half. We'll wait for the official spot here. They had taken the return all the way out to midfield, but the flag sits back at the 21-yard line.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for the official call from the white hat, Cole Spencer, but literally signal block in the back a moment ago, and that is the call on Thomas Walker. And so that will get marked off inside the 15-yard line, and we'll see back to around the 10. Yep, at the 11 is where Thomas Walker will get this drive started at their own 11-yard line. 10:25 to play here in this third quarter. Ball on the far right hash, working right to left on your radio dial. Gully will be in the shotgun. As he now trails for the first time tonight, as Thomas Walker's offense on the field down to Eastside 14-10. Of McCurry standing to his left. Langley, a left wing back. He'll now line up as a receiver of trips to the near side. He looks out to the left as a swing pass out to Kimberly. It was low, but he's able to grab it to the near side and work his way up the field to the 13-yard line for a gain of 2. We'll bring up 2nd and 8.
Noah Barnett on the stop, Peyton Atkins, and Braxton Freeman also on there as well.
Second and 8 for Thomas Walker from their own 13-yard line now. Ball on the near left hash. Here on the near left hash for Thomas Walker at the 13-yard line. It's a second and 8. Ball on the near left hash with Moore and Timberland, the near left receivers. McCurry to the far side. Langley lined up as a right tailback. The right tight end, I should say, as McCurry, the tailback, gets the handoff, working his way off the right edge. He's brought down back at the 9 for a loss of 4, and it'll bring up 3rd and 12.
Colton Yates, the senior, the tackle for loss right there, number 58.
2 carries for McCurry in the second half, minus 5 yards on those 2 carries. 3rd and 12 for Thomas Walker at their own 9. 9:15 left here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Eastside now leads the game 14-10. McCurry will line up to the left of going the shotgun. Trips to the far side. Langley, McCurry, and Moore. Kimberlin, the lone receiver to the near left side. Gully looks to his left. He's looking to pass. Deep pass for Kimberlin across the 35. He's battled with Perry, and there will be no call. Thomas Walker's begging for one as they were arm fighting there between him and Tanner Perry. There is no call on the field, and it'll be a 4th down for the Pioneers.
I don't know about that one.
Could there be a case? Maybe it was overthrown. Kimberlin had a chance at it.
Yeah, I mean, you got his arm held as well. So. And right now it is Ryko 21, Chilhowee 3. They just extended their lead there in the House of Kern.
So Kimberlin will come of the way here for Thomas Walker. He stands in his own end zone on a 4th and 12 from his own 9. This is Trent on the return. This is Luke Trent on the return for Eastside, standing at the Thomas Walker 40. Kimberlin will punt it away at the right foot. It's a high punt, but it's a short punt. It will bounce at the 36 and take an Eastside bounce inside the 35, spins back to the 33-yard line, and that is where Eastside will have really good field position at, inside Thomas Walker's 35, 8:41 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Eastside trying to stretch out a lead that is right now 14-10 over the Pioneers.
And they got another stop.
Yep.
They get another opportunity.
Thomas Walker, 34, is the spot. Ball on the far left hash. Atkins will be in the I formation under center. It's all Stanley, a fullback. Hamilton, a tailback. Trent, the lone receiver to the far side. Raymond to the near. It's a handoff to the fullback, Stanley. He's hitting the backfield. He's going to be pushed back behind the 35, and they'll mark him down right there at the 35 before a loss of 1, or will they call it 36? Listen, they will call it the 36. It's called a loss of 2. Let's call it 2nd and 12.
Play upset the upper room right there. Number 65, Devin Langley, on the tackle for a loss.
Looks like he ran right at the back end of his offensive line there. Cord for a Thomas Walker Pioneer touchdown. Ball on the far left hash. 2nd and 12 at the Pioneer 36. Atkins takes the snap under center. Fakes the handoff to Stanley. Options it out to the near side to Hamilton. Cuts inside the 35. He'll be brought down from behind at the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 4. He'll bring up 3rd and 8.
43 on the stop. Dylan McCurry. He was having nothing of it. As this is right now a good defensive stand for the Pioneers.
7:40 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Eastside leads it 14-10. They have a 3rd and 8 at the Thomas Walker 32. Tossed out to the left side of Hamilton. He's looking to pass. He's got pressure from the backside of the post house. It's loose on the ground as Thomas Walker recovers at their own 43. Diving on it was number 50, Tyler Lee, as hitting the back was Hamilton on what was going to be a running back pass, and he got hit looking to throw it down the field to Luke Trent. He was waiting for Trent to get open, but Thomas Walker brought heat, and he loses the ball at the Thomas Walker 43-yard line, and the Pioneers get the ball back now with 7:29 to play in the third, still trailing by 4.
Guess who it was again? Clay Cheek on there, his second forced fumble.
So Eastside trying to pull out a trick there. We've seen a couple of them from Thomas Walker so far. That time it doesn't work, though, for the Spartans, I should say. First and 10, Thomas Walker, thrown 43. Gully in the shotgun. McCurry, the tailback. He gets the handoff. Ball to far right hash to the 45 and the 50. He's trying to work his way down near that first down marker, but he'll be brought down at the east side 49-yard line. That's enough for a gain of 8, but a flag is sitting back at the line of scrimmage, and it's holding on Thomas Walker.
Penalties hurting the Pioneers here in this third quarter.
So that will back them up. They had pretty good field position at their own 43. Now back it up to a first and 20 at the 33-yard line. And excuse me, they're gonna mark it to 34. So let's call it a first and 19.
You can round it up.
There he is.
The legend.
That's the man right there.
The legend.
You're going to need some help tonight.
There he is.
First and 19 for Thomas Walker at their own 34. Ball in the far right hash. Hand off to McCurry again. He gets across the 35, but he's brought down to 36. That's falling a gain of 2. Will bring up second and 17.
Another Kelvin Hamilton sighting. He's got 8 tackles this evening.
Clock goes inside 7 minutes to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Eastside 14, Thomas Walker 10. Second and 17 for the Pioneers from their own 36-yard line. The first down marker sitting on the far side as it's into Eastside territory as it sits at the Eastside 47. Gully in the shotgun. McCurry fakes the handoff to him. He now swings it out to Jacob McCurry across the 40, trying to work his way back to the original line of scrimmage, and he does, and he swung down and the flag comes in. It may be unnecessary roughness on the tackle by Keldon Hamilton. It was a 7-yard gain by Gully to McCurry, and a flag came in on the tackle. We'll wait for the official call from Cole Spencer. He's been busy. Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness on the defense, and that is the call. That means first down for Thomas Walker. What was going to be a 3rd and 10?
He can't be doing the job that the other team's supposed to be doing against you and helping them out, getting them into your own territory right here. Eastside's defense has been playing pretty well up to this point, and now these penalties kind of sneaking up.
Ball will now be marked all the way down to the Eastside 42-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. Hamilton swung McCurry down on the tackle. They call unnecessary roughness. 1st and 10, Thomas Walker. Hand off to Dylan McCurry. Trying to hit the edge. He's not able to, but he is pushed forward to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 1. It'll bring up 2nd and 9. 6:10 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It is Eastside 14, Thomas Walker 10.
Family on the
ball's on the far right hash. Thomas Walker works right to left in the radio dial. In their charcoal gray jerseys, even here on the road tonight, royal blue numbers, white outline. It does say Thomas Walker in white across the chest. White and blue stripes on the shoulders. Blue helmets, blue pants. Huh?
Bold tech.
Bold, yeah. Bold but small. Gully in the shotgun. To the left side is Gully. Gully will keep it to the left side. Trying to cut it back in. He's hit the line of scrimmage. Was able to fight his way forward down to the 40. That's a gain of 1. He'll bring up 3rd and 8.
Thank you, Stanley. Again, on that stop, back-to-back stop for him as it's 3rd down.
3rd and 8 at the Eastside 40. Ball in the middle of the field. That chain for the first down marker is sitting at the Eastside 32. Eastside's defense had them backed up to a 3rd and 10 moments ago, but on a necessary roughness call, the Spartans give him a free 1st down. Now Thomas Walker is a 3rd and 8 at the Eastside 40. One receiver to the far side, that's Jacob McCurry. 2 to the near side, Moore and Kimberlin. Gully fakes a handoff to McCurry. Goes deep for Jacob McCurry inside the 10. He's got him to the end zone. Touchdown, 40 yards. Darren Gully to Jacob McCurry on 3rd and 8 for the Food City touchdown. Value every day, and Jacob McCurry with the value play for the Pioneers as Gully with an absolute rope on that dime to Jacob McCurry to the end zone, and Thomas Walker takes the lead. 4:36 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter, and that is a 40-yard touchdown pass to put Thomas Walker ahead 16-14.
I'll take my flowers now. What did I say? They had to connect on the big play.
Yep.
And then I said Eastside had to get stopped. Hey, man. I'll give you we'll give you the lotto numbers at 11. So
thank you. We're still on the air at 11. We're in trouble.
No, not this time, Brett.
Gail Curall with the extra point. There's a flag at the snap. Illegal shift, it looks like, on Thomas Walker. Lily, they call from the far official. That is the head linesman. But we're going to have a conversation.
I push him back.
Oh, I agree.
Especially how good the kicker is. You want to put or no?
Why is he signaling to Thomas Walker when he points that the flag is on Thomas Walker? So why is he talking to Senator Hall?
No, something must be on him.
Oh, okay, now he's pointing the other direction. Are we ever going to get a signal over
offside?
Here? It's offside.
So you get that half penalty. I mean, this is good. I go for the two.
He signaled the illegal shift sign, and now he changes the call to offside.
Yeah, I'd go. I agree with Tanner Hall
here.
They're
bringing the offense back on the field.
Yeah. You get that half, you split it in half. You got that half yard right there, so you go for it here. That's what the
book says.
Yeah, that's what the book says. The sheet says.
Ball's in the middle of the field here on this two-point conversion, trying to stretch the lead to four. Gully will get under center for the first time in a while. McCurry and Langley, the running back. McCurry to the left, Langley to the right. It's a QB sneak. It's a tush push with Gully trying to get across the goal line. Did he get in? He did. The two-point conversion is good, and Thomas Walker stretches their lead to four, and another east side penalty that Thomas Walker takes advantage of. 4:36 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's now Thomas Walker 18, Eastside 14. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXL.
It's going to be a super September all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Truckville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace lifetime warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September sales event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined tax tag processing fees not included with approved credit.
4:36 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Thomas Walker just took the lead 18-14. Now the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff goes to Gabe Raymond inside the 5-yard line. He brings it down the near side under the 10, trying to work his way to the 15, up the hash mark across the 20, and he's up to the 24-yard line. Good return there by Gabe Raymond, and there's some pushing and shoving at the end of the play. No flag has came in yet,
there is.
And now there is one.
There's two.
Isn't that a pink thing that fell off? That's not a flag, is
that
it?
That is a flag.
Oh, he's got a – oh, you're kidding me.
Well, this situation, the yellow flag kind of blends in. But,
yeah, but yeah. Isn't that a pink one on the far side?
Yeah, it's a pink one.
Okay, so
– not a challenge flag.
So the officials are also practicing the breast cancer awareness.
You know, the NFL
month.
Did this
yeah.
About 10 years ago.
Personal foul on east side, so they'll back him up. They've gotten up to the 25, so they'll back up east side once again. The penalties on the Spartans continue to kill them tonight. 4.5 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. They trail Thomas Walker 18-14 here in this game. That was a Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. As they answer your phones, real people answer the phones of Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. And that backs up the Spartans to their own 13-yard line. Atkins will be under center. Stanley, the fullback. Hamilton, the tailback. Trenton Raymond in tight as receivers to the near side. The toss right to Hamilton, the 15 to the 20, down the near sideline, 25. Keeps his balance across the 30s. He's breaking tackles and out of bounds at the 33. A gain of 20 for the freshman on the Pepsi first down. And Eastside's trying to work their way back into the lead as they now trail by four.
43, Dalen McCurry on the tackle and put a little extra on that one as well.
Hamilton now across 60 yards rushing on the evening with that run. As it's a first and 10 now for Eastside at their own 33-yard line. They get it out of the shadow of their own end zone after the penalty. It'll be Atkins under center. Both running backs have a hand in the dirt. Hamilton to the left. Stanley directly behind, and he'll get the handoff. He's off a tackle to the 35. He's got his face mask grabbed, and there's a flag as he is able to spin his way forward to the 36-yard line. That was going to be a gain of three. We've got injuries, though, on both sides. Both players are losing weight. They're going to be getting up. Hamilton was down for east side. It looked like down for Thomas Walker was Clay Cheek. There is the personal foul call for the tackle. And that will give east side a first down following the 3-yard carry by Stanley.
I'll give that 15 yards.
And that gives them the ball directly at midfield. Ball's right there at the 50 just inside the near right hatch. East side trails Thomas Walker 18-14. 4:17 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. First and 10 for east side on another Pepsi first down. Atkins under center. Stanley the fullback, hand in the dirt. Hamilton, the tailback, standing upright. The right receiver, Trent, comes in motion from right to left. He gets the handoff off the edge into Thomas Walker territory, working his way down to the Thomas Walker 46. That's a gain of four. It'll bring up second and six.
First one in there on the tackle, Jacob McCurry for Ethan.
As you take a look at the Funk drilling stats, that's Luke Trent's fourth carry of the night. He's got 8 yards. Second and six for east side at the Thomas Walker 46. Ball just inside now the far left hash. They work left to right in your radio dial. Trent now will line up far left. Raymond to the near side as receivers. He remains Stanley at fullback, Hamilton at tailback as Atkins looks to pass on second and six. He rolls to his right. He's looking down the field. He's looking for Hamilton inside the 30. It was maybe a touch behind, and it goes off his hands, off the defender's hand, Jacob McCurry's as well. It falls incomplete, and it'll bring up third and six. They battled close there between Hamilton, the receiver. We've seen him, the tight end, try to be found for the freshman a couple times tonight by Atkins, but they're 0 for 2 when they've tried it. Ball in the middle of the field, just outside the midfield logo. Third and six for east side of the Thomas Walker 46. Atkins will be under center once again. And this is a fake handoff to Hamilton. He'll roll to his right to pass once again. This time he may have to run it. He's trying to break a tackle, but he's able to get across the 45, but that's all. He's down to the 43. That's a gain of three. It'll bring up fourth and three.
Fourth and three here. Devin Langley tripping him up to prevent the conversion, because if he doesn't prevent that,
Atkins can run.
Yeah.
Clock goes inside 3 minutes to play in the third. That's your Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Eastside keeps the offense on the field on a fourth and three at the Thomas Walker 43. They need a first down as they trail by 4, 18-14. Trent will be a far receiver on the long left side of the field. Raymond to the near right short side. Noah Hamilton's a right tight end with a hand in the dirt to the near right side of the line. Atkins under center, trying to draw him off sides, and they won't be able to do so. And Mike Rhodes, not pleased. I'm not sure if that's exactly what he was looking for, but Eastside has to burn a timeout. It'll be a fourth and three for the Spartans when we return. 2:24 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Thomas Walker 18, Eastside 14. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
The folks at DJ's Truck Parts, located in Coburn, want to thank each and every one who have shared in their success as customers. They have worked hard to earn your business and trust, and they continue to do so. Give them a call for all your truck and trailer needs. They have a large inventory of truck parts and tools. They specialize in finding that hard-to-find part for that special need. They carry a range of CB equipment as well. Let them fill your truck part needs at DJ's Truck Parts, locally owned and operated. Call 276-395-7108.
Four to play in the third. That's your Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Thomas Walker 18, Eastside 14. Spartans have a fourth and three at the Thomas Walker 43-yard line. Two receivers on the far side, Raymond and Trent inside out. Atkins under center. Stanley the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. It's a handoff to Keldon Hamilton. He's hit the line of scrimmage. He's trying to find his way forward, but he's not going to be able to get to the 40. He stopped at the 41-yard line. That's only a gain of two, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Thomas Walker's defense does it again. They stand up tall and get the ball back for their offense with 2:18 left in the third, up by four.
Yeah, a good stop there by Tom Walker. is Lee Tyler Lee coming in there, leading the charge for the Pioneers, and wraps it up, and kind of makes you wonder, kind of that tight formation right there, maybe he should have had something to kind of spread the defense out a little bit.
Could be. They went with Hamilton after passing on the last two plays, or at least having a passing play scheduled for the last two plays. Atkins kept it on one of them. But it'll be a first and 10 for Thomas Walker from their own 42 now. 2:18 left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. They lead by 4, 18-14 over Eastside. They work right to left in your radio dial. High snap, but Gully's able to get it down and hand off to McCurry, who's able to fight his way up to the 45-yard line and maybe even the 46 away for the official spot. And it will be at the 40, we'll call it the 45. Let's call that a gain of 3, bringing up 2nd and 7.
58, Preston Camp. Excuse me, not Preston Camp. I'm going on with it. Colton Yates.
The clock continues to tick now for Thomas Walker as the clock goes inside 2 minutes to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. They lead by 4, 18-14 over Eastside. Remember, school tomorrow. McCurry on the far side. Two receivers on the near side. Moore in the slot. Kimberly in the near receiver. McCurry the tailback. Gully in the shotgun. Langley a right wing back. Handoff. McCurry again. Dylan McCurry works his way up the field, across midfield, and down to the Eastside 49-yard line. That's enough for a gain of 6. It'll bring up 3rd and 1.
Third and big one here for that Eastside defense.
You give up this play, and Thomas Walker can run this clock into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
As the clock right now is down to 1:10 left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third. And you're already trailing by 4, and outside of the turnover on the interception by Goley on the second play of this half, they've been able to move the ball at will almost tonight as this Pioneer offense. Ball just inside the near left hash from 3rd and 1. Jacob McCurry, the lone receiver to the far side. Moore and Kimberly to the near left. They almost had Eastside off the line there, but Thomas Walker wants a timeout to talk to their offense with 47.2 seconds left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. So both teams having to burn a timeout here late in the third. It's right now Thomas Walker, 18, Eastside, 14, 47.2 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. We'll be back for a 3rd and 1 for the Pioneers right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Your home cold weather ready by going and seeing the great folks at Red Oak Trading Company. At Red Oak Trading Company, you'll find a large selection of kitchen cabinets, insulated windows, plumbing supplies, furnaces, electric heaters, and Red Oak even fills propane tanks. Red Oak Trading Company, now with 2 great locations, one in Coburn and another in Richlands. Fully stocked and ready to help you with your home repairs and remodels, it's Red Oak Trading Company. Find them on Facebook to see new arrivals and in-stock merchandise. Red Oak Trading Company, your home improvement headquarters.
7.2 seconds to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Thomas Walker leads Eastside 18-14. The Pioneers have a 3rd and 1 at the Eastside 49. Gully will be in the shotgun out of the timeout. McCurry will stand to his left. Langley a left wing back. 2 receivers on the near side, Moore and Kimberlin. He fumbles the snap. He's able to get it back, though, and work his way up the field for Gully across the first down marker for the Pepsi first down. As he needed one, he got about 1.5. We'll give it to him. 1st and 10, Thomas Walker, and they'll now be able to run out the clock here in the third quarter. As if they're not able to fumble on the next play, then maybe we're not even going to have to run the next play. We'll have to wait and see on the play clock. If the play clock is not working tonight at Carl McConnell Stadium, but a big get there for the Pioneers.
Yep. And kind of that's been their M.O. also is they kind of fumble the snap, but a positive thing continue to happen for him.
Yeah, he bobbled it right in his hands and was able to hang on to it. Tanner Hall is trying to get the official clock from the far side. Officials think they have to run another play. We'll wait to see. It's inside. 25 seconds is the game clock. Gully will take it on 1st and 10. McCurry runs into his own teammate. That was Malachi Langley. Langley's on the ground after feeling the brunt of that punishment as McCurry works his way down across the 45, down to the 43-yard line. That is a gain of 5. It'll bring up 2nd and 5 for Thomas Walker when we return for the air serve fourth quarter. But at the end of the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter, it's Thomas Walker, 18, Eastside, 14. The Spartans got their first lead of the game early on this quarter thanks to a Pioneer turnover. But it's Thomas Walker taking advantage of the Eastside penalties that have led to them taking the lead back and leading by 4 and in the final frame. Thomas Walker, 18, Eastside, 14. Fourth quarter is coming up on 93.5 WAXM.
If you need auto repair, then you need to give Collins Auto a try. With two convenient locations, experienced and knowledgeable technicians that keeps up with the latest technology, servicing all makes and models, Collins Auto has been serving this area for over 30 years. David Collins and his wife Kim have been longtime supporters of sports and school activities, from elementary to high school. Whatever kind of repair you need for your vehicle, come by Collins Auto, located West Main Street in Wise and Laurel Avenue in Coburn, Virginia.
Don't carry more than you have to. Pay with just a swipe or tap by adding your Lee Bank debit card to your mobile wallet for quick and secure payment. From mobile wallet to mobile check deposit to Lee Bank's free online banking services, Lee Bank stays ahead of the game to deliver the latest banking products to their customers. You can see all that Lee Bank offers by stopping by one of their locations in Bristol, Jonesville, or Pennington Gap, or going online at LeeBank24.com. Lee Bank at one of their four locations or LeeBank24.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
On a second and five for Thomas Walker to open up this air serve fourth quarter, 11:47 out of play if they run the play. It was McCurry on the handoff, but he gets up limping after the carry, and he has to be helped off the field. He worked his way down across the 40 for a gain of three. He'll bring up a third and two. Thomas Walker leads east side now, 18-14. But, Corey, that's something to keep an eye on here with McCurry having to exit the game with an injury.
Hey, he's been a star. Both of them, McCurry boys have been stalwart on that Thomas Walker team on both sides of the ball.
They've got both touchdowns, both receiving touchdowns from Gully. Moore will now move to be a running back, staying to the left of Gully. He'll fake a handoff to him, go to Kimberlin as a receiver on the far side. Kimberlin's hit behind the 40. He'll be brought back to the 41-yard line for a loss of one, and it'll bring up a fourth and three. Good job on a rally there by the Spartan defense.
That's a good tackle right there by Eastside.
Do you leave the offense on the field if you're Thomas Walker here?
They haven't been able to stop me yet.
Fourth and three. Clock goes inside 11 minutes to play. Kimberlin with the catch that last time. It was a loss of one. Fourth and three for Thomas Walker at the east side 41. Ball on the far left hash. Fourth and three for Thomas Walker. Gully will be in the shotgun. They'll have a new receiver in the game. That's James Hatfield with Moore as the tailback. And is Thomas Walker going to have to burn a timeout? We've got whistles.
I think they are, yeah.
No, nope.
Delay a game.
Delay a game on Thomas Walker.
Ooh.
So a fourth and three now becomes a fourth and eight.
Got to punt it.
We don't have a play clock here at Carl McConnell Stadium. They're down tonight, so we can't tell what the play clock is until the officials make the call for a delay of game. That backs them up now to the 46 with 10:30 to play.
Fourth and eight. Now, I don't know. I don't want to play with too much fire. Your defense is playing well here.
Offense remains on the field, though.
And you've thrown short of sticks on your last fourth down.
Kimberlin and Hassel to the far side. It's Jacob McCurry to the near side. Clayton Moore, the receiver. Gully looks to his right, looking for McCurry. He slips and falls. He trips before he gets the 40. He's holding his right leg as he's a little bit limpy getting up off the field. It's an incompletion and a turnover on downs. Eastside will get the ball back now at their own 46, trailing by four with 10:06 to play.
But even though, Jacob, it doesn't matter because they would have still been short of the sticks on that situation. But now you give Eastside an opportunity here on the on a short field and maybe get something going. But penalties, kind of these negative plays that they've gotten, we'll see what they can do here with a golden opportunity.
Thomas Walker's able to work in the east side territory, but that's it. Adkins out to the near side on first and 10 to Luke Trent outside to the 45 and shoved out of bounds as he's able to work his way up to the 47-yard line. That's enough for a gain of one, but that's it. Second and nine for east side here as the clock goes down to 10 minutes to play in this air serve fourth quarter of Thomas Walker leading 14-10.
Kind of those plays we kind of talk about right there, those short yardage. Big east and west plays that don't matriculate downfield.
Ball in the near left hash from second and nine. Adkins under center. Hand off to Hamilton. Off the right edge. He's hit at the line of scrimmage trying to fight his way forward. They'll give him a yard of the 48, but that's it. He'll bring up third and eight.
Number 69. on the stop there for Tom Walker. That's his sixth. That is Hensley.
Clock down to 9:35 to play. It remains for Eastside, trailing by four, 18-14 to Thomas Walker. Adkins will get under center. Stanley at fullback. Tailback will be Hamilton. To the near side across the 50. Trying to work his way down the side across the 45 of Thomas Walker. Down to the 44, right at that first down marker. They needed 8 yards. Hamilton got 8 yards. There's a Pioneer down near the line of scrimmage. That's Biggie. Looks to be holding his left shoulder. And we got another Pioneer down around the 45, holding his back.
Darren Gully was on the stop there, number 12. And we'll see who is. And you can't see a jersey.
That's Gully.
Yeah, it is Gully.
Gully down around the 40. They're also going to bring out the chains here to mark this one off to see if it is a first down.
And he is in a lot of pain.
Yeah, both head coach Tanner Hall and his brother and assistant coach Tyler Hall ran out there quickly. Mike Rhodes, the head coach for Eastside, is out there as well. Trainers are coming out now at this time. We'll look at the mark here as the ball sits at the Thomas Walker 44 to see if it's a first down for Eastside or if it's a fourth and short. He got the first down. That's a Pepsi first down for Eastside on the 8-yard gain by Hamilton. So first and 10 for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 44. Once we get back to action, but we have a Pioneer down on the field. That's their quarterback and defensive back, Darren Gully, down at the 41-yard line.
He made the tackle, Jacob.
Yep, and then got up for a moment. And then went back down immediately. 9:16 to play here in the air serve fourth quarter. It's Thomas Walker leading Eastside right now, 18-14 over the Spartans. It'll be a first and 10 for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 44 when we return. As we step out for an injury timeout with 9:16 to play, Thomas Walker leading by four for Eastside, 18-14 on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
It's Thomas Walker, 18, Eastside, 14. The senior quarterback and outside linebacker for Thomas Walker, Darren Gully, entering the last play and now being helped up and off the field by Pioneer staff. With 9:16 to play in the air serve fourth quarter, the Pioneers lead it by four. Eastside has the ball, though, now in the Thomas Walker territory with a first and 10 at the Thomas Walker 44-yard line. Ball in the near left hash as they work right to left in the radio dial. That's a big miss there now for Thomas Walker, Corey, without Gully.
On both sides of the ball, too, Jake.
Adkins will be under center. He'll have Stanley, the fullback, directly behind him, a hand in the dirt. Hamilton, the tailback, will line up to the left of Stanley with also a hand in the dirt. He'll have receivers to the far side. That'll be Trent and Raymond. A near left side tight end is Hamilton, Noah Hamilton. Handoff though to Trent, who's coming in motion from the far right side to the near left. He gets the handoff and works his way down to the 40 down the near left side for a gain of four. He'll bring up second and six.
Number 17, Marky Gully. And, yeah, going back to that play, just kind of saw it on some replay, and he just got up and just grabbed his lower back.
Okay, that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, he took about three steps and just collapsed.
He's still being checked out there on the far sideline by his training staff. For Thomas Walker, it'll be a second and six for Eastside, though, with the Thomas Walker 40 ball in the near left hash. Adkins under center. Stanley, the fullback. Kendon Hamilton, the tailback, as it'll be a handoff to Hamilton from the right side, going off the left edge, trying to find his way across the 40. He does for a moment, then brought back. Helmets come off. It's Hamilton that comes off. No flag is thrown as it has fell off, so he'll have to come off the field. On a third and six, as he didn't get anything, it'll be a third and six for Eastside, and they'll have to do it about their top running back, the freshman.
Got an opportunity here, though. You need to pick up some yardage.
We'll see what they decide to do. I'm sorry, Corey. Tanner Perry is coming in the game here. Thinking pass you on third and six about your running back?
You might do it.
They'll have to put Trent as a tailback now. He's been lined up as a receiver most of the night. Perry's in the slot to the far side. Raymond is a receiver on the far side as well. It's a swing pass out to Perry. He grabs it. He's out to the 35, and he's got the Pepsi first down all the way down to the Thomas Walker 33-yard line. No, they're going to mark him out to 34. He got exactly what he needed, just 6 yards. It's a Pepsi first down for Eastside. First and 10 of the Thomas Walker 34, 7:34 to play, and Hamilton remains off the field as Perry will remain in. First and 10 for Eastside, but Thomas Walker leads by 4.
Nice execution right there. A little simple pass play, a little wheel, and they got it right there and picked up the first down, picked up a lot of yards, picked up enough yards for the first down.
First and 10 at the 34. Atkins under center, toss out to the left side of the Trent. Trent trying to hit the edge of the flag behind the plays. He crosses the 30, tries to cut back inside of the 25. He gets down to the 24-yard line, as they'll mark him down to 25. That's enough for a gain of 9. It would be a second and 1, but the flag sits back at near the line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line as we have another Pioneer slow to get up right now. That is number 65, Devon Langley.
They're going to get the holding on number 72, Landry Carrico, which, I mean, it was on that far side. It had no effect on the play.
And
it
negates a 9-yard gain by Trent. Perry now has to come off the field as Hamilton returns in. Keldon Hamilton, the freshman running back, who has gotten 15 carries tonight for Eastside, back in the game after having to exit moments ago due to his helmet coming up. It'll be now a first and 19 for Eastside as the clock goes inside, 7 minutes to play. They have it at the Thomas Walker 43, trailing by 4. Atkins under center. He's looking to pass. He's going deep across the middle. He's looking for Raymond. It's way too far out ahead of him. It'll bring up second and 19.
I don't know about that one.
So now second and 19 for Eastside at the 43. Clock sits at 6:52 to play in this air serve fourth quarter. It's Thomas Walker 18, Eastside 14. Winner keeps playoff hopes alive. Loser most likely has almost no chance. If you're Thomas Walker, you may have a little bit of a slider better chance than Eastside, but if you're the Spartans, they're in desperate need of a win. Both teams, only one win in the district. Thomas Walker 1-1, Eastside 1-2. Atkins under center. He's going to look to pass again on second and 19. He rolls to his left. He's looking. He's got pressure. It's a dump pass up to Hamilton at the 35, to the 30, down the side on 25, and he is tripped up at the 21-yard line. Tripping him up was Brennan Hensley, who came in from behind, but there was a flag sitting back at the 39-yard line. It was going to be a gain of 22, but it's going to be brought back.
That might be on number 51, Noah Morgan.
No, illegal man downfield. So a 22-yard return, excuse me, a 22-yard gain, I should say, for Atkins to Hamilton was going to be a Pepsi first down, but it is negated thanks to an eligible man downfield. And what was a second and 19 now becomes a second and 24. 6:40 to play.
That's a penalty. It'll be second and Ewing.
Second and the river that is about to get started if the rain comes in tonight and into tomorrow. The reason why this game was moved up to Thursday night. Two receivers on the near side, Raymond and Trent. Atkins looks to pass on second and 24. He's got pressure. He's able to break out of it, though. Hamilton's playing without a helmet right now. And Atkins runs across the 45 and down to the 41-yard line. And I think that's what Tanner Hall, the head coach for Thomas Walker, is yelling about right now, is that Eastside had a player playing without a helmet.
Yeah.
As Hamilton, the running back, had it knocked off and he kept playing. It's right now a gain of 7. It'll bring up a third and 17. But there is not going to be a flag for that, though. It'll be third and 17. After the 7-yard run by Atkins.
Oh, he's giving them up the road down there.
And he's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Officials timeout. They've got to take it. I mean, you know, the officials have to take control of this game now. This is getting a little.
Well, the Thomas Walker coaching staff is irate, to say the least, at the moment.
They should be.
Now they've got to get the composure back after the missed call by the officials. And it's a third and 17 for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 41. Clock goes inside 6 minutes to play. Eastside trails by 4, 18-14. Ball in the near left hatch. Atkins under center. Stanley with the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. I beg your pardon, Trent the tailback. Perry and Raymond to the far side. As Perry catches at the 30 to the 25. He's got the first down to the 20, and he's knocked out of bounds near the 10. It's a Pepsi first down for the Spartans
as they get the gain of 32 on third and 17 from Atkins to Perry with another big gain, his second first down on this drive.
Yeah. Didn't need much. What's yardage? What's penalties?
My goodness. 32 on that one from Atkins to Perry. It's a gain of 10, and it's a first and goal. Let's call it a gain of 33. They're going to give them the 8-yard line. Let's call it a gain of 33. First and goal for Eastside from the Pepsi first down. 5:34 to play. It's Thomas Walker 18, Eastside 14. First and goal for Eastside, though, with the Thomas Walker 8, as they're in the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone. Atkins under center. Hamilton back at tailback, but the handoff to the fullback Stanley off the left edge to the 5. Worked his way inside. He got brought down from behind, but no call. They had a hand inside that back jersey. He's brought down at the goal line and in. We had to wait for the call from the far official. The umpire lost track of the ball as it went by him, and Stanley's able to work his way in from 8 yards out, and he has the Food City touchdown to send the lead back to Eastside with 5:26 to play, and we have a couple of injured Pioneers on the field as well. 5:26 left here in the Air Serve fourth quarter. It's now Eastside 20, Thomas Walker 18. Dayton Stanley does with Thomas Walker players all over him, Corey, and gets in from 8 yards out.
Now I'm going to go for it. It looks like they're going to go for the 2 here.
Interesting. That means a field goal would win it if you don't make it. Or at least give them the lead if they get it back if the offense goes for it here, and they are. Interesting call here from Mike Rhodes and the Spartans.
I guess the prevailing thought is you want them to go the whole distance and not give them an opportunity, right?
Get it, though.
Right, but you send them out there because you believe you can get it, right?
Sure. Atkins will have it at the 3-yard line under center. He'll have the T formation. Trent, Stanley, Hamilton left to right in the backfield. It's a handoff to Hamilton off the left edge. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. He's able to fight forward across the goal line and in. The 2-point conversion is good by Hamilton, and the lead is now 4 for Eastside. It's Eastside 22, Thomas Walker 18. 5:26 to play in the Air Serve fourth quarter following the Food City touchdown by Dayton Stanley. Eastside has the lead on 93.5 WAXM.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Eastside now leads it 22-18 over Thomas Walker. 5:26 to play in the Air Serve fourth quarter as the Spartans go 10 plays, 54 yards, gets an 8-yard touchdown run on the Food City touchdown by Dayton Stanley. The 2-point conversion was good by Kelton Hamilton. It took 4:40 off the clock, and now Eastside will kick it away on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee, with Chase Carrico. They've been short kicks all night. This one will be a short squibber to the near side. It's bobbled, but finally recovered by Carter Robinson. There'll be good field position for Thomas Walker at their own 47 with 5:26 to play. Now we have to wait and see about Darren Gulley here, Corey, because their quarterback got injured on defense on the last drive. He was still being worked on by training staff, and I'm not sure if he's returning to the field right now. He is not.
No. Nope.
So we'll see. Wait a second. I believe he actually is.
Yeah. Is he out there?
Yep. Number 12 is talking to head coach Tanner Hall on the far side, getting a play call. The senior's not missing this one as his team needs a win. They're down by 4, 5:26 to play. And they needed to go 53 yards. Each team has 2 timeouts remaining. Ball in the near right hash. Thomas Walker will work left to right in your radio dial. Kimberlin and Hatfield will be the receivers to the far left side. To the near side is McCurry. Hand off to Dylan McCurry. Dylan McCurry works his way up near the 50. He'll be brought down there at the 49, though. We'll call it a gain of 2, just short of midfield. And it'll bring up 2nd and 8.
Oh, Hamilton on the stop here. And you know, Jacob, you're a red zone fan. Don't really watch the red zone that much because my team is usually playing Reynolds Town. But this is what Scott Hansen would reference as
Where losses become wins and wins become losses.
There you go.
NFL Red Zone, the greatest invention since the refrigerator. Ball in the near right hash at their own 49-yard line. For Thomas Walker, it's a 2nd and 8 for the Pioneers. They need the east side 43 to move the chains. Two receivers to the near side now. Pass to McCurry. Dylan McCurry, the tailback. He fakes the handoff to him. It's going to be goalie. It's a screen pass out to Langley, who is the near right wingback. He can't grab it, though. It was right there for him, but he couldn't haul it in. It falls incomplete, and it'll bring up 3rd and 8.
It was a little... It didn't have the torque on it like we've seen from him earlier this evening.
Remember, Gully went out in the last defensive possession for the Pioneers for a back injury, holding his lower back. They've been able to put the entire force into his passes here on this drive. We'll see. It's a 3rd and 8, though, for the Pioneers. 4:38 to play. Thomas Walker has it at their own 49-yard line, trailing by 4, 22-18. Kimberlin and Hatfield, the receivers on the far side. Jacob McCurry to the near side. Dylan McCurry, the left tailback. Langley, the left wingback. Screen pass out to Jacob McCurry to the near side. He crosses the 50, down the near sideline at the 45, Ooh. Where he's knocked out of bounds by a couple of Pioneers, Hamilton and Hamilton. Keldon and Noah in on that tackle. He's out, though, at the 46-yard line. It's a gain of 5. He'll bring up 4th and 3 with 4.5 to play.
Colton Yates on the stop for the Spartans right there. Comes through and smashes and cleaning it up.
There was a gain of 5, but it'll bring up now 4th and 3 at the east side 46. Thomas Walker trails by 4. Clock continues to run now as he hits near 4 minutes to play. Ball in the near right hash. Trips to the far side. They'll have receivers in the game now. James Cook, Langley, and Kimberlin. Jacob McCurry to the near side.
Ooh.
Gully looks to his near side receiver, and he is going to be hitting the back foot and brought down for a sack back in Thomas Walker territory. Down at the 49-yard line, Tanner Hall telling his team you're not out of it quite yet on the turnover on downs, but Gully brought down for the loss of 5. Let's call it a loss of 6. We'll give Eastside the ball at the Thomas Walker 48-yard line with 3:52 to play, and Eastside leading 22-18 with a chance to run some clock as both teams only have 2 timeouts remaining.
Reagan Wood, Colton Yates coming in there for probably the second biggest defensive play since that Raymond interception here early in the second half, but came and collapsed right on Gully.
Atkins under center. Stanley and Hamilton in the backfield. The handoff to Hamilton, the first attempt of the near side, 45, 40, 35, cuts inside the 30, 25, and brought down from behind the 21-yard line, following a gain of 27 by the freshman, Keldon Hamilton. A Pepsi first down for Eastside. Clock will stop momentarily at 3:43 to play, and Hamilton gets up a little bit gingerly.
He's throwing it out.
He's going to try to stay in the game, though, for the freshman running back, as it'll be a 1st and 10 for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 21 now. They lead by 4. If they're able to put one more score on the board, they may
That'd
put this one in the back.
I think that might be all she wrote.
But they'd also just love to run some clock right now. The clock goes inside 3.5 to play. Both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. Eastside of a 4-point lead. Stanley the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. Atkins under center. Hand off to Stanley. He's hit the line of scrimmage, trying to fight his way forward. They will say he got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. No gain, no loss. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Leon, 50.
So 2nd and 10 now for Eastside as the clock goes inside. 3 minutes to play in this air serve fourth quarter. Eastside clinging to a 4-point lead over Thomas Walker, 22-18. As they have the 2nd and 10 right now at the Thomas Walker 21. Ball just inside the near left hash. Atkins will be under center. Stanley will be the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. Perry the far receiver. Trent the near receiver on the near short left side. Atkins takes the under center snap. Hands off and it's a fake to Stanley and gives it to Hamilton the tailback to the near side across the 20. Finds his way down the near side to the 18-yard line for a gain of 3. And there's a timeout by Thomas Walker before a 3rd and 7 by Eastside. That will stop the clock with 2:29 remaining. Thomas Walker has 1 timeout left. So Hamilton was able to get 3 there, Corey, and that's it, as that is his 17th carry of the game tonight for the freshman. 3rd and 7 for Eastside here. Do you ever think about putting the ball in the air if you're the Spartans with Thomas Walker having 1 timeout left and you leading by 4 trying to get a first down?
I wouldn't think about it. Wouldn't think about it here.
They've thrown the ball a good bit tonight.
two. I mean, you get
Adkins
two down
has 12 pass attempts tonight. That doesn't include the ones he's had to run on and the ones negated by penalty.
Yeah, I'm going to be fiscally conservative here.
It'll be a 3rd and 7 for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 18. That last 3-yard carry by Hamilton puts them into the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone. 3rd and 7 for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 18. 2:29 to play. Eastside has 2 timeouts remaining. Thomas Walker has 1. Eastside leads it 22-18. Trying to get a win to get them back into the playoff picture and trying to get win number 2 in district play back to 500. They've been in plenty of close games. The problem is they've lost most of them except for the wins over Hurley and Riverview, West Virginia. Thomas Walker's not been a close game all year. Win or loss. 3rd and 7. So toss right to Luke Trent, who's in the game at tailback. And he is not able to get much. He's able to work his way down to the 17. That's only for a gain of 1. Thomas Walker will burn their final timeout. It'll be a 4th and 6 for Eastside at the Thomas Walker 17 with 2:22 left. Thomas Walker now out of timeouts, Corey. And now, on a 4th and 6, you're going to keep your offense on the field here unless you're going to try a 34-yard field goal, which they're not going to do so. Now, do you run to the game with Hamilton on a 4th and 6? I don't think so.
No.
Who do you look to pass to?
Was that Perry who caught that touchdown pass earlier?
The touchdown pass was to Luke Trent from 6 yards out. Luke Perry has 2 catches tonight for 39 yards. Trent has 3 catches tonight for 15 yards and the touchdowns. We take a look at the Funk drilling stats.
I go Tanner Perry then here. Maybe look for him.
Remember, Gabe Raymond also had the interception. He's put a lot of receiver tonight. Hasn't been in here recently, though. Perry looks to maybe be walking to the near sideline as he may not be in on this play. Hamilton, the tight end, will be. Hamilton, the tailback, will be. That's Noah and Keldon, respectively. Raymond will be the far right receiver. Luke Trent, the near left receiver. Dayton Stan will be in there as a fullback. Noah Hamilton, the tight end, will be lined up to the right side of the line. They'll have a hand in the dirt. 2:22 to play in the air, sir, 4th quarter. Eastside leads Thomas Walker 22-18. They have a 4th and 6 at the Thomas Walker 17. A 1st down seals it for the Spartans as the Pioneers are out of timeouts. Atkins under center. He's going to hand it off to Hamilton. Off the 15 to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. On a 4th and 6, they give it to the freshman running back, Keldon Hamilton, who takes it in from 17 yards out for the Fruit City touchdown and stretches out the lead for the Spartans to 10. It's Eastside 28, Thomas Walker 18, 2:15 to play as they take the lead now by 2 possessions.
That's a value every day, Fruit City touchdown. Could be the value. It could be the play of the game.
So we acted like they were never going to pass the ball, though. They decide to. Hamilton takes on the ground and not only gets the 1st down, he takes it all the way to the house. The extra point will be a fake. The holder, which is Atkins, the quarterback's going to roll to his left. He's throwing it to the end zone, and he's going to throw it to the goalpost as he was looking for Hilton, the tight end slash offensive lineman who was eligible there, but he was not able to catch that one. So the extra point, 2-point conversion is no good. The lead remains 10 for Eastside as we head into break. 2:15 to play in the air, sir, 4th quarter. Thomas Walker gets the ball back, down by 10 with no timeouts. It's Eastside 28 now. Thomas Walker 18 on 93.5 WAXM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Side now leads it by 10. They had trailed most of the night. They now have the lead. 28-18 over Thomas Walker. 2:15 to play in this air serve 4th quarter. Corey, they get the touchdown, but they get the ball back as well. So Thomas Walker has their sliver of a chance.
Yeah, here in the air serve 4th quarter. Eastside has entered their comfort zone.
Carrico at the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. I see what you did there. As he'll be caught by McCurry at his own 27 to the near side. He takes it to the far side of the 30. Around the 35, where he's brought down by Gabe Raymond with 2:08 to play. That was your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. So goalie and the Thomas Walker offense will enter the field with 2:08 to play, needing to score twice, down by 10 with no timeouts to work with.
as they trail 28-18. Ball just inside the far left hash as they work left to right in your dial. Gully will be in the shotgun. He'll have trips to the far side. Hatfield, Langley, and McCurry. Kimberlin, the lone receiver to the near side. McCurry, the tailback. He fakes the handoff to him. Looks for Kimberlin. He has him at the 38. Breaks the tackle. Breaks another. Trying to work his way up the near right hash, and he's brought down at the 40. And that will keep the clock rolling, following a gain of 5. So second and 5 for Thomas Walker. The clock goes inside 2 minutes to play. They've got to go in a hurry here, needing to score twice. Down by 10. Ball in the near right hash. Second and 5 from their own 40. Clock down to 1:45 to play. Trips to the far side. That's still Hatfield, Langley, and McCurry inside out. Kimber to the near side. Gully looks to his right on second and 5. Got pressure, and he's been brought down for a sack. Back at the 34 and a loss of 6. It'll be a 3rd and 11.
Reagan Woods again coming with a sack. And Gully having a hard time getting back up. That lower back is... looks like it's bothering him.
He's down to the 35, so call the loss of 5. Call it a 3rd and 10. Clock goes down to 1:15 to play. They're trying to get the call in quickly. Oh, they got trips to the far side. They're down by 10. The clock continues to tick down to 105. 3rd and 10 from their own 35. Gully going to roll to his left. He's going deep down the far sideline. Luke Tritt's the closest guy there, and does he have the interception? No. It's knocked down away from him as McCurry turns into a defensive back once again. To knock that one away, he's had to do that a couple times tonight. It falls incomplete, stops the clock with 58.8 seconds to play, and it'll be now a 4th and 10 for Thomas Walker from their own 35. 58.8 to play in this air serve fourth quarter. They trail Eastside 28-18. They have a 4th and 10, though, from their own 35 to try to keep any hope alive here for the Pioneers, needing to score twice. They need more than just 10 yards. They just need something, though, right now just to keep the game alive. They're out of timeouts. Eastside has 2 remaining. Kimberlin now the lone receiver to the far side. Ball in the middle of the field. Trips to the near side. McCurry cuts inside, and it's going to be incomplete. Oh, but there's going to be a flag as Hamilton hit McCurry in the back. It'll be pass interference on the Spartans. Mike Rhodes can't believe it. He's saying the contact was made after the ball already went by McCurry, and the officials disagree. It'll be a 1st down. For Thomas Walker, hope remains with the men from Ewing with 54.6 seconds to play.
Whew.
So this is what a close game feels like, Corey.
It is. We haven't seen, though.
Not many.
Yeah. 2 out of the last 3 weeks, though.
Yeah. We didn't have a drive like this, though, at the end.
Mm-hmm.
The Union sort of ran out the clock on Ridgeview in that game. We had a couple of kids. They won 20-14. But that will be pass interference on east side. It'll be a 1st down for Thomas Walker. And it will make it 1st and 10 for Thomas Walker at the 50 with 54.6 seconds to play. Thomas Walker has got to find a way to get not only some yards, but when they do get some yards, pick up the pace on offense. They're moving way too slow right now in the final minute, down by 10. 28-18 is the score. Eastside leads. 1st and 10 now for Thomas Walker at midfield. Ball just inside the near right hash. Trips to the near side. Cook, Langley, McCurry inside out. But Gully looks to his left for Kimberlin at the 40. He's got him, and he's brought down to 39, following a gain of 11. 1st and 10 on the Pepsi 1st down for Thomas Walker. Clock will stop momentarily. Kimberlin needs help up, though, from an official. Oh, they're going to have to stop the game here for an injury for Kimberlin. It's going to be a 1st and 10 for Thomas Walker at the 39-yard line. Kimberlin will be helped up off the field. Clock stops momentarily with 47.8 seconds to play. Ball will be on the far left hash. They'll work left, run you down. They'll say restart the clock now as they still are trying to reset the chains. And Thomas Walker isn't ready for the play yet. Clock is going to continue to run now inside 40 seconds. They still have to score twice. Trips to the near side. 1st and 10 to 39. Waist high snap for Gully. He looks to his left. He's looking for McCurry. It's going to be intercepted at the 10 by Raymond, his 2nd of the night. To the 20. He's going to bring it to the near side. 25. To the 30. 35. Out across the 40. Knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line with 19.4 seconds to play. Gabe Raymond of his 2nd interception of the night will lock up a 2nd district win of the year for Eastside. Give them the 4th win of the year. Get them back to 500 and give them a better look at the Region 1D playoff pictures. They'll take the win tonight 28-18 at home over Thomas Walker in comeback fashion.
Yeah, what a play. Again, the Chiefs, those pearly whites right there for for young Raymond as he gets that interception. And, wow, what a game, Jacob.
It was a fun one tonight. We knew it would be. They just need one nil here by Atkins with 19.4 to play with no timeouts left for Thomas Walker. And the Spartans take the last 14 points, and they take the win over the Pioneers tonight in Cumberland District fashion. Big win for Eastside. They win it. Final score, Eastside 28, Thomas Walker 18. As Eastside moves to 4-4 on the season, 2-2 in the Cumberland District. Thomas Walker drops to 4-4 on the year, 1-2 in the Cumberland District. The postgame show is coming up right after this. As your Air Serve fourth quarter comes to a close. Final score tonight, Eastside 28, Thomas Walker 18. Post game coming up on 93.5 WAXL.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MortonMcCoreChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. Yes, we'll treat your home like family. Cold Air Serve will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call Air Serve at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. Yes, we'll treat your home like family. Yes, Cold Air Serve will put you in your comfort zone.
Monster savings all month long at MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. MyTown, offering spectacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more arriving daily at MyTown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from MyTown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out MyTown online at MyTownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at MyTown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Final score tonight in Coburn at Carl McConnell Stadium on a Thursday night. Eastside comes back in the second half on a couple of times to win it, 28-18 over the Pioneers, as Eastside now moves to 4-4 on the year, 2-2 in the Cumberland. Thomas Walker drops to 4-4 on the year, 1-2 in the Cumberland District. We do want to thank our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan, DJ Truck Parts, Red Oak, Collins Auto of Coburn, and Lee Bank. Let's take a look at the first at your total stats for the game, I should say. We'll start off with the victors, Eastside. Peyton Atkins, the quarterback, went 5 out of 12 tonight, 54 yards, but a touchdown. in the rushing departments. Keldon Hamilton, 18 rushes, 123 yards, and the game-sealing touchdown. Dayton Stanley, the fullback, 7 rushes, 28 yards, also a touchdown. Luke Trent, 6 rushes, 13 yards. Peyton Adkins, the quarterback, had 6 rushes for 15 yards and a touchdown as well. In the receiving department, Luke Trent had 3 catches for 15 yards and a touchdown, and it was Tanner Perry, 2 catches for 39 yards. For Thomas Walker, Darren Gulley went 13 out of 24, 157 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They also had Nick Kimberlin 1-for-1 on the fake punt for 35 yards. In the rushing department, Gulley 9-for-27, and then Dylan McCurry, 21 carries, but for only 43 yards tonight for the junior running back. In the receiving department for Thomas Walker, Jacob McCurry, 6 catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown. Nick Kimberlin, 6 catches for 29 yards. It was Malachi Langley, 1 catch for 35, and Dylan McCurry, 1 catch for 54 yards and a touchdown. Your final score again is Eastside 28, Thomas Walker 18. We continue with the postgame show right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
It's going to be a super September all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Truckville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace lifetime warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September sales event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined tax, tag, processing fees not included with approved credit.
The folks at DJ's Truck Parts, located in Coburn, want to thank each and every one who have shared in their success as customers. They have worked hard to earn your business and trust, and they continue to do so. Give them a call for all your truck and trailer needs. They have a large inventory of truck parts and tools. They specialize in finding that hard-to-find part for that special need. They carry a range of CB equipment as well. Let them fill your truck part needs at DJ's Truck Parts, locally owned and operated. Call 276-395-7108.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
Final score from Carl McConnell Stadium in Coburn, Eastside 28, Thomas Walker 18 tonight. Eastside again moves to 4-4 on the year. They snap a two-game losing streak as they pick up their second Cumberland District win of the season as they now sit at 2-2 in the Cumberland District. Thomas Walker drops to 4-4 on the season, 1-2 in the Cumberland. Mike Rhodes' career record against Thomas Walker now moves to 4-2. Tanner Hall for Thomas Walker, his career record against Eastside and his former boss, Mike Rhodes, drops to 1-1. The all-time series, now Eastside 10 wins, Thomas Walker 3. Corey, I want to hit a couple more stats here on our Funk Drilling stats before I toss it over to you.
Right.
I told you at halftime that Thomas Walker had 183 yards of total offense. I just told you moments ago they closed the game at 227.
Ugh.
That means they were held to 44 yards of offense in the second half. That comes with Eastside, who had in the first half 76 yards of total offense. I told you they closed the game with 233 yards of total offense. That's almost 160 yards in the second half. What I found most interesting for them, though, was they had 68 yards rushing. They closed the game with 179. They were able to pick up 111 yards on the ground in the second half, and they really controlled the game in the second half. That was a lot to do with their defense getting some stops, but also their offense being able to hold on to the ball and stay away from the penalties to lead to this victory.
Yeah, fourth down stops for me. You kind of look at it, you look on the defensive side of the ball, and what can you say about Gabe Raymond, right? He comes in there with two interceptions, three tackles to boot as well, but those interceptions were key, the game sealing one, and then really that kind of got everything started for him on that scoring barrage as well. Also, we didn't say their names too often. Reagan Wood, Colton Yates. Wood finishes with a sack and a half. Colton Yates has a half a sack. Key in getting Darren Gully to feel uncomfortable out there. Also, you got to talk about number 12, Kelvin Hamilton for Eastside. He had 11 tackles, and Braxton Freeman as well, having 9 tackles for him. And then tackles for losses, and then there Tristan Fields had one. And then you talk about also Tanner Perry as well. And you look on the other side for the Tom Walker Pioneers, and 69 for them. Hensley, he had a tackle for loss down there. And then you also had Clay Cheek, who kind of disappeared there in that second half. He finishes with 6 tackles, 2 for loss, and then it includes a sack right there. But also, Key, he had 2 forced fumbles, Jacob. Yeah. That didn't amount to turnovers, though, because they were out of bounds or they were either recovered in that situation. So, I think for both teams, they had their defensive highlights there. And then you move on, you're both 500. Eastside gets the 500 in the district. Tom Walker falls back down to 1-2 in addition with their 500, and can't wait to see what those PowerPoints say come Monday morning.
Well, we're going to have an updated look at them tomorrow.
Oh, well, we know
night,
that, the expert.
Come again before our pregame tomorrow, and if we can't get them to the pregame, we're going to get to them as soon as we can tomorrow night. We'll get to all of that that's coming up for our broadcast schedule the next couple of days. When we come back to wrap up our postgame here tonight from Carl McConnell Stadium in Coburn, where Eastside defeats Thomas Walker this evening in comeback fashion. Final score, Eastside 28, Thomas Walker 18. Postgame continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Don't carry more than you have to. Pay with just a swipe or tap by adding your Lee Bank debit card to your mobile wallet for quick and secure payment. From mobile wallet to mobile check deposit to Lee Bank's free online banking services, Lee Bank stays ahead of the game to deliver the latest banking products to their customers. You can see all that Lee Bank offers by stopping by one of their locations in Bristol, Jonesville, or Pennington Gap, or going online at LeeBank24.com. Lee Bank at one of their 4 locations or LeeBank24.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Get your home cold weather ready by going and seeing the great folks at Red Oak Trading Company. At Red Oak Trading Company, you'll find a large selection of kitchen cabinets, insulated windows, plumbing supplies, furnaces, electric heaters, and Red Oak even fills propane tanks. Red Oak Trading Company, now with two great locations, one in Coburn and another in Richlands. Fully stocked and ready to help you with your home repairs and remodels, it's Red Oak Trading Company. Find them on Facebook to see new arrivals and in-stock merchandise. Red Oak Trading Company, your home improvement headquarters.
If you need auto repair, then you need to give Collins Auto a try. With two convenient locations, experienced and knowledgeable technicians that keeps up with the latest technology, servicing all makes and models, Collins Auto has been serving this area for over 30 years. David Collins and his wife Kim have been longtime supporters of sports and school activities, from elementary to high school. Whatever kind of repair you need for your vehicle, come by Collins Auto, located West Main Street in Wise and Laurel Avenue in Coburn, Virginia.
Monster savings all month long at MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. MyTown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more, arriving daily at MyTown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from MyTown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out MyTown online at MyTownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at MyTown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Score tonight, Eastside 28, Thomas Walker 18. Spartans move to 4-4 on the year, 2-2 in the Cumberland. Thomas Walker drops to 4-4, 1-2 in the Cumberland. Up next for both of these teams, they're at home the rest of the way. Thomas Walker returns to Ewing. They're home against Twin Springs next Friday night. Home against J.I. Burton November 3rd. That's on 92.5 and 1220 WLSD. Eastside is home for the next 2 weeks as well. Auburn next week. That's homecoming here, Carl McConnell. And then they host Castlewood on November 3rd to close out the regular season. And Cumberland District play for Mike Rhodes' squad. They're looking for wins. We'll see if they can find them in the final 2 weeks there for these two teams. Court, before I give the broadcast here, scheduled for the next couple of days, final thoughts on this game.
I thought Eastside came out here and they pinned back in the second half, and that's what it really came down to, what team had the second half that was going to make the adjustment. Both teams kind of came out and worked those hints that I gave you in the first half. I said, you know, you got to make a stop. And then you got to score for Eastside. What did they do? They made stops. They got two interceptions, turnover on down. Tom Walker had an opportunity to get back in there and score a touchdown. They went up by four. But kudos to Eastside and what they did today to kind of withstand this, break a snap a two-game losing streak against the Pioneers. But don't sleep on Thomas Walker. They've got two real tough ones coming up against Twin Springs, and then they play John I. Burton at home, looking to beat John I. Burton for like the first time
ever.
Yeah, first time ever in that series. And to be honest with you, I think they can do it this year.
Remember this. 2 years ago, we were here with Nick Johnson winning for Thomas Walker. Then they went out there and lost their last two games and were the first team out of the playoffs. They lost to J.I. Burton. It was a team that went 3-7 that year and lost to Twin Springs. It was pretty much a Cumberland District title game in 2021. They missed the playoffs. We called this game an almost must-win. It was a must-win for Eastside. Thomas Walker needed it, but it wasn't a must-win. They've got great opportunity next week at home against Twin Springs, and they've got another opportunity against J.I. Burton the week after that, but they will most likely need help in the Region 1D playoffs. All of that point standings on the updates we'll have tomorrow for you on our pregame show, as our game tomorrow night here on 93.5 to be able to be Abingdon at Ridgeview. We'll have pregame coverage at 6:45, kickoff at 7 from Wolfpack Stadium in Rose Ridge for the Falcons and the Wolfpack. That follows the re-air of Pigskin Picks at 5 p.m. on 93.5 WAXM. Over on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD, they'll be in the Cumberland District tomorrow night at Lawson Fitchco Stadium for senior night between the J.I. Burton Raiders and the Castlewood Blue Devils. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff at 7, as Castlewood travels to Lawson Fishco. J.I. Burton looking for their first win in general in the year. Both teams looking for their first Cumberland District wins tomorrow night for the Blue Devils and the Raiders. Certainly rain will be a factor in both of those games. Five-star scoreboard show with E.T. Eric Tyler Mullins will follow our game on 93.5 to be excellent tomorrow night. Again, that's Abingdon at Ridgeview. Coming up on Saturday, we'll have UVA Wise football for you. Pre-game at 1:30, kickoff at 2 as the Cavs are back home to take on Erskine. The 0-7 Fleet against the 1-6 Cavaliers. Again, pre-game 1:30, kickoff at 2 with the voice of the Cavaliers. Steve Kern on the call from Carl Smith Stadium for the Fleet and the Cavaliers. Pigskin Picks re-air again tomorrow at 5. We've got interviews, yes, with the two coaches tonight, Tanner Hall and Mike Rhodes, but also we have also conversations with the coaches in our big game on WXU tomorrow night, Garrett Amberg at Abingdon and Dwayne Stanley at Ridgeview. Also, Todd Tillett, the head coach at Honeaker, and Seth Padgett, the head coach at Patrick Henry, joined the show to preview their big game in the Hogo between the Tigers and the Rebels tomorrow night as well. And Andrew McClung from WCYB is our guest picker. Myself, Corey, and Zach will be there as well on that episode. And we'll be back with you next Thursday night at 8 o'clock for another edition of Pigskin Picks as well. I think I hit everything, Corey.
I think you did. I think
My
you did.
Goodness. All
you
right.
You told them we're going to be in Dixon County tomorrow.
Tomorrow night we will be there. And on pregame, again, we'll have updated point standings as long as somebody can get to the calculator tomorrow and find some time for that. We do want to thank our sponsors this evening, though. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug. That will be Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, DJ Truck Parts, Red Oak, Collins Auto of Coburn, and Lee Bank. Final score of the night from Coburn at Carl McConnell Stadium. Eastside 28, Thomas Walker 18. Both teams now sit at 4-4 heading into the final 2 weeks of the regular season, but Eastside 2-1 in the Cumberland District, Thomas Walker 1-2. Both teams are home the rest of the way in 2023. For Corey Sanchez and Eddie Stanley, producing and directing the broadcast back in the WXM studios in Norton, I'm Jacob Townsend. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Rose Ridge for Abingdon and Ridgeview right here on 93.5 WAXM.